For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
What's up, fuckfaces? Welcome to a new episode of Punch Drunk.
That's pretty silly.
You think so? I'm trying to go sillier. I also want to go more serious. Like, hello, everyone, and welcome to Punch Drunk. Because a lot of podcasts do that kind of move where it's like real a lulling voice. And there he is, ladies and gentlemen, Samuel Gompers Tripoli.
How's it going?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So,
Tom Brady's been suspended.
Tom Brady, is it official?
Yeah.
Did he get four or three?
Four.
There you go, man. Four. And now the number one sleeper pick in fantasy football has been defined.
Four games out for sure.
Yep. So people are going to – you sleep on Tom. You get your Andrew Luck early. And then once your roster is kind of full, you grab Tom Brady when everybody forgot about him. And week five, great trade bait.
All right.
Trade Tom Brady or trade the new guy?
How's all the kids?
No, you draft him late and you hold him hostage for four games, and then you see who needs a fucking quarterback.
Have we done the business already?
We just started. You want to feel free to do the business, ladies and gentlemen, from Tampa, Florida, Sam Tripoli.
Yeah, good to be here, guys. How are you? Happy to be here.
Good, Court McCown, our golf correspondent.
Yeah.
The best golfer that any of us know.
The best golfing comedian in the world.
Would you say you're the best golfing comedian in the world?
I don't know about that. I'm definitely in the top five.
Well, most of the guys, Bill Cosby isn't technically a comedian.
Top four.
Well,
top four.
Well, yeah. Ray Romano, you can beat him, right?
Yep.
Who's good?
Who is good?
Is Jorge Lopez good?
I could kill Lopez.
What about golf?
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Rindazisi's not bad. Who wouldn't embarrass?
Rindazisi's very good.
At a pro-am. He'll be like, yeah, you're good. You should play in the pro-am.
There are some guys that are pretty good. I'm trying to think, like, I want to say...
Andrew Santino?
Andrew Santino's decent.
Is he better than Rindazisi?
Actually, not Kyle Dunnigan, but who's the guy that had American Idol and then quit?
Dunnigan.
Dunnigan.
Kyle. What?
No.
Brian Dunkelman. Brian Dunkelman's decent.
Does a good Marge Simpson impression,
Is that the worst
too.
Decision in Hollywood?
It has to
is
be the worst decision in the history
of
Hollywood.
I mean, how much is Ryan Seacrest worth? Not that he can technically go there, because it could be a
I would say that Seacrest is easily worth $1 billion now.
A billion? I'll accept
but
half
he has
a billion.
No, he has his own production companies.
And the Kardashians.
I'll look at he has the Kardashians. He has everything. I mean, this guy's got to be worth close to $1 billion. And what does he spend it on? A little Dancing with the Stars whore every now and then?
Yeah.
He doesn't really spend money.
I saw him get into a car accident.
Ooh, $300 million.
$300 million.
There you go.
We would have both lost.
Yeah.
That's still a lot of... Like, when you get to talk about, like, all the shitload of money, that's where people get, like...
Brian Dunkelman is not worth $300 million. He's not worth...
Not even close.
He's not worth...
The real story with that, by the way, is he didn't leave. He got fired.
No, he left.
No, he...
He left.
No, they sold it that way. Afterwards, his agent...
No. Ask Brian Bollinger. He tried to talk him out of it. He's like, Brian, you can't do this. It's the worst decision ever.
Yeah, this is why he wasn't able to talk him out of it, because it was not his decision.
Well, I think...
They renewed the contract where everybody else said, we're not renewing your contract.
But
he goes, what? They go, yeah, man, you were the worst part. You complained every day. You weren't fun to work around. We're going to give everyone else $1 million a year, and you're out. And so then he rushed to release a statement saying, I don't want to come back. That's why he couldn't talk him out of it, because he didn't. They didn't
can
want
to. Can someone get Dunkelman on here? I'm willing to bag of bets this thing.
I'm willing to say he'll still say what he said then.
Let's ask Brian.
Inside shit then.
Okay, so if everybody involved says, that's not what happened, you're going to stick to the story because you have an inside juice scoop?
No,
is that
no,
what it
no,
is?
No, not everybody involved. But if you tell me
inside juice.
If you tell me only Dunkelman's side, that's not everybody involved. You, if you get me any producer from American Idol, then yeah, I'll believe you.
All right, I'm going to get that fat black guy.
I think it's a hybrid of both what you're saying. I think he was such a fucking pain in the ass to work with that when they came back, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'll take my shit off too.
No, this is so weird now. Oh, this is so uncomfortable.
Guys, how are we going to do this show if we don't breathe?
I know.
That's a great point.
That is a great point. Thank you.
Can we get into our sponsors real quick?
Of course we can.
And our dates out of the gates. Guys, check out Caveman Coffee. Go to cavemancoffee.com. Use promo code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. Get 10% off your coffee. I got to see if they owe us some cash coming up. Then also use BetDSI. BetDSI, great sports over the weekend. A lot of stuff to make some money off. BetDSI, use PunchDrunkSports.com. And use PunchDrunk, and you'll get 10% $10 betting cash. Go to, oh, big news, PunchDrunk Sports. Go to PunchDrunkSports.com. Use the Amazon link and get
whatever the fuck
out.
You want.
10%. But listen, big news about PunchDrunk Sports. .com.
It's now .eu.
No, we are now featured on Apple News. We are now part of their feed. If you go on Apple
God.
News, you'll be able to see Punch Drunk sports feeds on that website. I'm not joining.
Girl,
I'm not joining.
Girl
come
has
on,
her
come
butt
on,
take your shirt off.
No,
come on, Sam.
No, I'm not.
This is Skins today.
I'm not.
Well, he's not even on the camera.
I haven't
anymore.
Shaved my back in a while, so I'm just not going to do it.
All right. Sam constantly looks like a werewolf that the clouds just parted, and then he just saw the full moon for the first time.
He's halfway through the song when he changes.
It's just like 3 minutes in to turning into a werewolf.
There's a bad moon rising.
Let's do dates out of the gates, everybody. T-Bow.
What's Apple News?
The Apple Watch is coming out, and it's going to be a feed, and you could, I don't know.
Ever go to Bleacher Report?
Oh, it's not AppleNews.com. Bleacher Report's not bad.
No, it's kind of, but it's like kind of, you know, those feeds, they pick up certain websites and from certain different people regularly.
Yeah. Well, people will go on Apple News, and they'll go down the feeds, and one of the stories in the feed will
be
from Punch
Drunk Sports.
It's going to
be girl gets her butthole blown out. People from Apple News are going to be getting their information from us and all of our articles. Girl gets her butthole fingered by a dog.
That's not what we do. And that shows how much you go on that fucking website.
All
that's
while
a
looking
website.
At a Jew's
hot
areolas.
Slut of the week.
Tebow, dates out of the gates.
I'll be at an AA meeting tomorrow.
I have a gig
later
next,
this
for
afternoon.
You next Saturday.
And Friday I'll be at the Ice House in Pasadena, California. I'm trying to sound more like romantical. You know,
romantical.
Yeah, because I think that's going to help our...
How about illiterate?
No, you've never heard the term romantic. Sam's not familiar with the term romantic.
Is that a big word in the lesbian community?
Uh-huh. Yes, it is. I'll be at the Ice House this Friday night, and Sam might have a gig for me on some Saturdays. So. And also go to your naughty show. I plugged that on Joey Diaz's podcast last night.
Perfect.
When I was on there.
Court, you got anything you want to shoot?
I have got my album, my CD's coming out next Friday, August 7th. It's available now on pre-sale, live from Pearl Street, live from the La Jolla Comedy Store.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I did mine from there, too.
Yeah, it's the fucking greatest club
I love
in the world.
It.
Yeah, I got that. And then Friday night, I am at the Comedy Store with the All Things Comedy podcast.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah,
awesome.
So that'll be fun. Because I think you pulled out. I think
who
I did?
Did?
Somebody pulled out. That's why I got
I'll
in.
I'll go
that's
check
the only
out.
Reason I ever
that's
fucking
cool.
in.
That's
is
fine.
Somebody pulled out.
At least
out.
You're in the discussion.
Yeah, well... Yeah,
you know?
When you beg and piss and moan every now and then, you get in the discussion. It's
you
like, God
to.
Damn it!
You know
if
what,
he
dude?
Would just shut the fuck up, we'll let him do it.
We all you know? Can't right. be Ari, and they all a blonde with big tits and get invited to everything.
Yeah,
some
exactly.
of us
I
want to suck
Ari's
a bunch
dick.
Of dicks.
Yeah. If Ari was here, I'd suck his dick.
Your areolas are uneven, though. Ari.
Yeah. Everything about
his
naked
lot
body.
That's uneven,
Jesus
dude.
Christ!
Dude, look at his belt.
Weird.
Check out this belt he bought. It looks, it's like the most disgusting.
They're uneven. Look, the left side is lower than the right side. This is really weird.
Wait till you see how stupid
hey,
this belt is.
What is your dates out of the gates? Dude, let's get through this.
Belt.
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh,
who would wear a belt
no.
like that? Yeah, give it a hump.
Way, this became the best seat in the house.
Hey, Ari, bunny hop right? across, like bunny hop, like bing, bing, I'm bunny. Yeah, there you go. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Why are we watching this?
With the hands behind the back, now it's just his ass.
Why are we watching this?
No. No. Oh, no.
No. No. No. No.
No.
No.
No. I, oh, God. Okay, listen to
me. That's my new belt.
I set it up. I give you the gags, but you pushed it so far that you got me. Ari just spread his asshole completely open and all but sat on the camera of his computer.
Well, I've officially done gay porn. I've officially done gay porn.
That looked like a kangaroo.
Ari, have you started watching your asshole at all?
No, obviously not.
No, you once in a while. I do it every time.
Shampoo
while.
That butthole.
And that's a no, werewolf I... telling you that. Yeah. And that's from a real live werewolf.
Frank, any dates out of the gates?
I'll be Corpus Christi next week. And then at the end of the month, I'm in La Jolla.
Awesome.
Oh,
awesome.
I forgot something real quick. I'm also doing the Comedy Store Belly Room, that new material show that Youssef and Rogan put together. I'm doing that on tomorrow night. So if
awesome.
You hear this Wednesday, come to the
awesome.
Comedy Store Belly Room.
Nice.
What's up, Ari? Got any dates, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to Edinburgh. Well, tonight I got my storyteller show at the Creek in the Cave, and they have added seats for if you want to watch downstairs from just on a little screen in the bar. You can go do that for $5. But Edinburgh, anybody who's there from, like, Scotland, I need you to tell everybody else that my show is the show to go to so it's full. It's hard to promote a show in Scotland. So it's every
Why?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Because there's just so many shows?
There's so many shows. There's so many storyteller shows. So if this is not happening, tell all your friends that are going to go to that show and to tell all their friends to tell their
Can
friends.
Can I give you some advice, dude? This is serious. Wear skinny jeans.
Also, flyers. Walk around and hand out flyers. But just make a piece of paper that just says flyer on it. That's it. No info, no nothing.
I did Mitch Hedberg the whole time I was there. When I was passing out flyers in Edinburgh, I would just go up to English people. I go, could you do me a favor and throw this away for me? And hand it to them, and they would go, oh, my God, that's such a funny thing. And they would actually look at the flyer. They never came to the show, but they would look at the flyer.
That's a start, though.
That's a start.
Yeah.
Anything else, Ari? Edinburgh, that's pretty awesome. You're a festival motherfucker.
Yeah.
I have August 6th. It's the Naughty Show at the W Hollywood Hotel in the Loft. Joe Rogan, Steve Renazzisi, Tiffany Haddish, L.A. Weekly's number one burlesque troupe, Miss Dakota and Les Dolls, and DJ Joe Grotto. So it's going to be a great show. That is, it's going to be, it's available on Ticketfly. We're exclusive with Ticketfly. So go to Ticketfly.com, put in the Naughty Show, grab your tickets. And then the following 2 days, I'm at Flappers Saturday. I might have a gig for you that Saturday. So
that
we'll
sounds,
figure it out.
That sounds great, Sam.
So go check it out, man. So that's it. Dates out of the gates. Lots to talk about. Lots to talk. How was the festival? How was Montreal?
Pretty fun. Pretty fun. A lot of shit going on. Saw some cool shows. The roast battle is what everybody's talking about.
I wrote for like five of them.
I mean, it was literally like the talk of the fest.
And everybody just destroyed each other?
No, but a lot of people destroyed each other.
So
they did it tournament style. So everybody did one round this time. So they had four guys the first day go against four other people. Narrowed it down to four. And then the second day, a different crop of four versus four goes. And then the next day, the winners went. And the day after that, the semifinals. And the day after that, the finals.
Who won it?
Jimmy Carr won the whole thing.
Really?
Ran it from start to finish. There was no close fights he was in. He was just fucking on fire the entire time. Maybe he had two jokes that didn't hit hard.
Who'd he take out?
First round, took out Will Anderson, one of Australia's biggest comics.
Will, yeah, he's a funny dude, man.
Yeah, he's great. Fun.
Took him down, but he had this attitude when he did it. It wasn't just like, oh, here's a joke, and next. He had this attitude of like, this guy I'm roasting is a fucking asshole. He's awful. We all know he's awful. Here's a joke about how he beats his wife.
Yeah.
He's an awful person. He's a bad comic. What are we doing here? Like, he had that attitude. The way,
that's
way
great.
They used to have it at
Does Will Anderson really beat his wife?
No, but whatever the jokes were.
Right.
You know, they weren't that. Whatever the jokes were, it was that attitude of like, fuck you. The way Silva, Vanderlei, would be angry. Whoever was fighting him, was like, you think you're going to take this streak away from me? I'll fucking kill you now. Now I'm mad at you. He had that attitude. And he beat Will Anderson first round. He beat Joe DeRosa second round. I forgot who he beat third round, and then Matt Broussard went all the way to the finals. And he
How did Tony Hinchcliffe do?
Tony beat Lunel in the first round. I will restate, in a weak performance by Tony, it was a B plus.
Okay.
And he goes, "What's wrong with B plus?" I'm like, "You're happy with B plus?" And he goes, "All right." and then he lost in the second round. Sarah Tiana got past the first round, and probably Sarah Tiana.
Oh.
Probably the toughest battle of the. She probably had the toughest road.
First yeah, that was one of the ones I wrote for like, both of her.
Who'd she take on?
What was the guy's name, the Canadian guy, that she lost to in like a double overtime?
Yeah. Oh, K. Trevor Wilson.
Yeah, I wrote.
Yeah, so she won the first round.
I had some funny shit.
K. Trevor Wilson beat Ashley Barnhill. Nobody thought that was going to happen, but K. Trevor came out of the gates on fire, wanted it, and then he beat Tiana in the second round.
Yeah, and it went to like double overtime.
Do you think this is the thing that finally gets the roast battle on television?
I mean, I don't think it should be on television.
Why?
Because they say not nice things, Sam.
Not even that, just the format, the time limits. I don't think television's the right medium for that. I mean, if you're thinking about money, I guess it is. But if you're thinking about the
artistic, which is what everybody thinks about.
What if they had a roast battle in outer space, guys?
They'd ruin it. They'd try to get the best roasters on. They'd have to like okay their sets ahead of time. And like that ain't it. It's
but
about
don't you think
the danger
yeah,
of it
but
is
don't
what
you
makes
think
it
once
fun
you
to watch.
Once you put it on television, then you take out all the really great racist comments, all
oh,
the
like
stuff
the
that's like the
it's
stuff that makes it funny.
It's a better
absolutely.
Live show.
Absolutely.
I mean,
they would
pay per view, dude. Pay per view.
There you go.
Pay per view.
I think it should be streamed
shit.
Every week. To yeah. Take the pressure off it. I think every week it should just be on the web, so you can see it every week. So the guys can start getting notoriety. Guys like Hormoz and Jesus. People start knowing, like, oh, I heard Homos is on tonight. This should be a good one. That guy's always great. You know?
I might
but
do
not
another
like,
one.
We can get you once a season. Like, nah,
I might do another one. I don't know.
I got sick the first time, got lit up.
I'm supposed to judge. I know I'll get bumped soon because now it was a big hit, so now I'll get bumped. Uh-huh. That's what always happens. Me and Bartnick are supposed to host in August, and I swear to God, every time it happens, it's like, oh, well. You know, we're trying to get this on television.
Yeah.
So
Roseanne Barr's here.
Yeah.
She's here to judge.
Yeah,
Roseanne Barr judging any comedy, I understand. Listen, I have nothing personally against her, but...
Seems like a nice guy.
I mean, like, if you watch any of the stand-up she's done, she eats it constantly.
Roseanne?
Yeah.
Roseanne's not good.
It's Roseanne's amazing.
Not good. We all get it. We got twisted. She had 30 minutes. We all know this now. She had 30 minutes before she got her sitcom, which is fine. You know, she was doing something interesting. She was doing a housewife thing that's dirty. Great. But she stopped doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And her show was amazing, but her stand-up is pedestrian.
Her last 15 minutes of her special is her dancing.
No.
Yeah,
well, she stole that. She stole that from Natasha Leggero.
That's great.
I've missed you.
How did Natasha's show do?
I have no idea. Have you guys seen it yet?
I watched. It was okay. It was okay. I mean, I thought there was some really funny. There's some really funny shit in it.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know how well it, to me. It's like potty humor, so I love it.
Yeah.
I love that kind of shit.
That's cool.
But
a lot of good people are working on it. A lot of people are working on it.
Yeah, I mean, there's some really funny premise
right,
stuff is
right,
really
right,
fucking
right,
great.
Right.
Like they call what like the. What's her name? Hendrix, the real hot redhead with the big tits.
Yeah.
Like her name on the show is Chair. Like they call her Chair.
Oh, she's on the show?
Yeah, she's like.
Christina Hendrix?
Yeah, she's like in the whole show.
From fucking Mad Men?
Yeah.
Guys, I think she has nice boobies.
I love that. I didn't know she was on the fucking
huge
show.
Huge tits.
Now
yeah.
I gotta watch this show. I love that
show. She plays
me
a maid.
Too.
She plays a maid, and they call him whatever they want to call him. Like, this isn't your name. From now on, your name is Chair. And so the whole time, they just call her Chair. It's great.
That's Hollywood. Let's make fun of the gorgeous chick with the giant cans. And
yeah.
Why I'm a bunch of little beta bitches.
She's got some...
I'll watch her, man. I love her, dude. She is the build that every guy really wants.
People don't... Women don't understand that, and gay guys don't understand that. Like, straight guys, no. We want...
Fucking milkers. Giant fucking milkers. Fat fucking milkers.
A nice thick ass, some thick ass thighs.
Ari, when you play Tampa, where do you play? The improv or side splitters?
I got booked there once. I had to cancel it last year. I don't remember where it was.
I got called in last second to do Tampa. I was with I got to do I did three cities in 6 days, man. And I went to a Punchline with T-Bone. A bunch of Punch Drunk fans came out.
Yeah, thanks
packed
to everybody that came out.
On a Tuesday and Wednesday, it was pretty packed.
I met one of the writers for Punch Drunk who wrote the breakdown of the fight we're going to have. I met him in Montreal.
Oh, that was a funny article.
That's hilarious.
He was like, read it. It's going to happen exactly like that.
And he has you winning, right?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, most people probably do, but that's just...
This guy won't fight me, dude. He wants stupid rules, dude. I'm ready to do it.
This is what he does, but it's part of his psychological warfare. He danced around golf for probably a year and a half and then beat the shit out of me.
By the way, still one of the greatest days of my life was riding around in a golf cart with Tripoli. While everyone else got shit faced and watched you guys,
there was a party behind us.
Pack up the golf course. I mean, literally, they're still fixing fucking holes.
Kate Quigley and Jen Sturger said they will fucking jello wrestle before the fight.
It might be worth it just for that.
We should do a pay per view.
They will.
Hey girls, if you're listening, quit doing things like this and write a joke.
No, dude, I disagree.
Said the guy that just showed us his butthole and balls.
I disagree with that. I haven't seen Jen Sturger stand up. I really like her. She's cool. She got us into NASCAR. And Kate Quigley is fucking funny. I don't give a fuck. That girl's fearless. I call her Katie Ice. She walks into some crazy-ass shit and kills. No, you can't take anything away from her, Ari. She's a little
Which one would you want to fuck first?
That's not true. I can and I will. Girl, all I see from you is you're showing off your nudity. That's all I see from you. I don't see jokes from you.
The guy just showed his asshole. What are you talking about?
That's
this
not
is
all you
fucking
see
balls
me.
Out.
That's not you hear about me?
No, we saw the balls in the shaft.
Listen, dude. If you, I could, I would do it too.
Shit and work on your acts.
They do. I can only talk for Kate Quigley because I haven't seen her forever. I haven't seen Jen Sturger, but Kate Quigley works on her ass and she's legit funny, dude. I'm not
Everything
lying.
Everything I've seen from them remind me of an Eliza Schlesinger album.
No, totally different, dude. Totally different.
You're just showing off your tits. That's all you guys are doing.
Nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with the main thing people see from you being your nudity.
There's nothing wrong with using that you're hot to get in, and then if you have legit fucking kung fu,
the best part of all this is Ari, his argument, I understand. He's totally naked while he's making this argument. He has no shirt on. His dick is out. He is completely naked while
Thank
he's
you,
making
this argument. Thank you, Skype.
All right, let's take this call. This guy's been calling, and I think
dude, you're sitting in my spot.
I'm going to tell you that, T-Bone. You're sitting in my spot.
It's driving me crazy.
Look how much you've been participating in the show.
You're driving me crazy. Oh, you fucked it up.
No, I didn't.
So much to talk about.
Yeah, you got to add the call.
Yeah.
Oh. Did
So what do you guys want to get into?
Now I got to wait for him to call back.
Oh, call back, call back.
I know. There was a story that somebody sent me. I think Vicente sent me. Could have been Johnson also.
Could have been one ethnic person you talked to.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody below me. I know that. And they tweeted this story about these guys that were sitting. Let me get the exact story.
All right. Please
hang on. We'll take this call while you do it. Hello. You're on the air with Punch Drunk. Who do we have?
Ari, what do you have against women?
Oh, please watch this show.
Andrew Dice Clay,
I got a question to ask you, too, when you're done with...
Clayman, not Dice Man? You're going with Clayman? Clay.
It's because I'm in his seat.
The Clayman trip. Come on, buddy.
I mean...
The Clayman.
Clayman.
Dice, how you been? You're listening to the show and you think Ari is too misogynist?
Ari hates the women. I can hear it in his voice. What are you doing, Ari? Don't do this.
I don't hate women. In fact, my favorite type of comedy is female comedy. So I like that they do better.
Women have like rights, Ari. Yes, all women, the hashtag.
So, the hashtag. Very good, Dice. Way to stay current.
Hashtag. Dice, I got a Dice Man. I got a question for you. I was talking to somebody. They brought up that you had gone on Jason Ellis's radio show recently on XM. He's the Australian DJ who's really popular on Sirius. And
never heard of him.
Word is that you would only go on there if he let your kids band play. And he was talking about on Howard Stern how he told you to your face that Max's band sucks.
The band's L.A. Rocks, and I got this tattooed freak trying to tell me that they're no good. Who are you, buddy? You skateboarded in the X Games. Big fucking deal. You got fake tattoos. You look like a freak.
So what?
Wheels, get on the phone and tell him.
What?
This guy's he's no good.
Hey, Wheels, how are you?
He's trash, Dave. You shouldn't even have wasted your time with him.
Give me the phone back, you fucking dummy. I'm on fire today. That has really pissed me off.
Hey, Dice, is Wheels cooking anything special for you for lunch over there today?
He's got a cannoli taco.
A cannoli
this
taco.
This guy, Mark Ellis, what are you, a movie critic? That's what you're doing?
Jason Ellis.
This guy, Triple E, I don't even need to know his name because he's a zero.
Okay, I got you. I'm with you.
Dice, have you seen Ari recently?
I try to stay away from Ari. I heard he's got a new belt, though.
He does have a new belt. Why are you staying away from Ari? Are you still upset about how he that one time he went rifling through your affairs?
Enough with this already.
So I go outside the room. I say, Ari, don't touch anything in my desk because there's a lot of checks and money in there that you wouldn't understand.
Of course. That would happen.
Next thing I know, I come back. He's rifling through my affairs with his little mousy hands in there.
Now, this is probably the 47th time I've heard this story, but it seems to get better every time. Ari, why are you rifling through Dice Man's affairs?
I'm not. It was 10 years ago, more. Freddie Soto was there. It was not.
So you're going to blame him? Don't besmirch the name of the dead, Ari.
No kidding. The guy's dead.
I'm just saying he was there, unless you're saying being at your place is a negative.
Yeah, but one thing Freddie Soto...
Ari's nickname is the Rifleman.
The Affair Rifleman.
Hey, Dice.
You guys wanted the best golfer in comedy? You're talking to him right now.
Dice, wow. Talk to us about this. What's going on with the Showtime show? Is it still a go? Is it moving forward? Any fun facts you could kind of break some news here on the podcast?
Yeah, the first episode is me beating the fuck out of this Jason Ellis guy. Oh, you train MMA? It's more like MMJ.
Wow, Dice coming strong.
Oh!
Dice coming in strong.
I'm feeling it. If Ari were here right now, I'd punch him in the mouth.
Oh, come on, Ari.
You're still really upset with him.
First of all, can you even punch? Can you even move your hand, you old fucking...
You're gonna call me
out, Ari? You're 59? His balls look 59.
Ari's like 40, but his asshole's like 67.
That thing's more beat up than an old slab of beef.
What?
This Jason Ellis guy, I can't even think right now. I'm so upset about this Jason Ellis thing. You're going to say that my kid band sucks? They're unbelievable.
Wow.
How come your Max's band doesn't open for you at the Hard Rock?
They've opened up for me before. If you followed my career like you should be, do your homework.
My apologies, man. I do respect you, Dice Man.
I want to play this Colt McCowan in golf one-on-one because I got some of the best game you've ever seen.
Wow.
At least I know you don't have to go find a glove. This will be great, man. You know?
I wear two gloves, baseball style, and I have a leather bag.
Oh, so does Ari.
Just like Ari.
Yeah, he's got a leather ball bag. I got a leather golf bag. There's a difference.
Oh, I can't wait, Dice. Yeah, we'll go. Are you a member of a country club, Dice?
Dice.
I walk on wherever I need to go. I don't do memberships.
Dice, who's your caddy?
His name's Wheels, and he's a fat fucking dummy.
Hey, Dice, I'm glad you called in. If there's anyone who could talk about this topic, let's talk about Hulk Hogan dropping N-bombs, getting pissed that black guys are banging his daughter.
Which, who didn't see that coming?
What, yeah, with that thick, fat ass.
Everything about her, she is black guy kryptonite.
Yeah, 100%. Well, what's your take on that, the Hulkster dropping the N-bombs?
For me, it's sad to see a guy who was so big in the 80s so down on his luck now. It's something I cannot relate to at all. Such a fall from grace. I don't know even what it would feel like to be like that.
Yeah. You are Paul. There's a lot of people that probably... That's your biggest fear, but you have no idea what that feels like.
Hulk Hogan, you can't say that about the niggas, Sam.
Oh, But we can't condone that. We have one black listener, dude, and Anthony Johnson would be mighty offended.
Yeah,
and
we
he runs our
him.
Fantasy.
Rumble Johnson, you got the Rumble Johnson listening?
Different Anthony Johnson.
If we lose Sacktown Blue, it's a house of cards.
Oh, the guy who works at WNBA, the guy who likes women basketball.
Correct.
Because he likes to see the women frolic around.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
from Sacramento. He runs our fantasy leagues, which we're taking at submissions. For fantasy football, if you guys want to get in it, hit up Sacktown Blue on Twitter. Tell him you want to get in it, I guess. That's how
I'm already willing to trade players right now.
No!
We haven't even drafted yet.
Guy's name is Sacktown. He just wants all his sack and his town all over his face.
Oh!
Still got it, man.
I'm on fire right now. If Jason Ellis were here right now, I'd get him in a triangle choke.
What happened to you and Jason Ellis? What went down?
Jason Ellis went on Stern and was talking about how he wanted Dice on his show, but the only way Dice would come on is if he let his son's band play. And I like Max. I got none against him. He's a good kid. And he played, and Jason Ellis basically said he thought his band sucked. To Dice's face, and that's the story.
He's trying to make headlines off of my name. Who is this guy? Nothing but a negative zero.
That's the first time I've heard of
it. Is it possibly negative zero?
I'm good at math, all right? Don't question it, Trip.
Okay, you got it. You got it. You got it. Yeah, so that's
what's the other guy's name in the middle?
Who, me? That Jason Tebow.
Oh, yeah, never heard of you.
I know, you say that every single time you call. Dice, real quick, you know, you've had a bit of controversy with black people in your day. Could you quickly tell Court what happened the time you had to take the bus?
This was an unbelievable story. You're not even going to believe it, Court.
I'm ready. Let's hear it.
So my car breaks down. I check out what the, you know, I go under the hood because I'm a bit of a mechanic, and I'm looking around for the carburetor and the muffler. I'm checking everything, and I can't figure it out. They got to take my car in, and I got no wheels. Not even my friend Wheels can drive me around. He's out of town, okay?
Okay.
So this Dice Man at the top of his fame's got to go take the bus. So I'm sitting at the bus stop and the birds are chirping. I'm looking at the trees and I'm like, this ain't bad. And then the bus pulls up.
Yeah.
Sure enough, nigga bus driver.
Whoa! Whoa!
Uncalled for!
What's the problem? What? You didn't expect me? Come on.
It's
sure
rude. It's true.
Oh, yeah,
rude.
Wow.
I do not condone this.
I didn't see
dude.
That story happening.
What does that have to do with the rest of the story?
It doesn't. That's just rude. That's just uncalled for.
Ari, can I do that on the storyteller show?
That's
I can
a great.
It.
Yeah, it would be a good on the storyteller show.
Absolutely.
We
lost Anthony Johnson.
That's the short version of that story. I've heard a 7-minute version of that same story. Oh, the build-up's quite fantastic.
Did you get on the bus, Dice?
I decided to wait for another one.
I'm sure you did.
And I missed my appointment. It was with Warner Brothers, and I lost the deal over it.
Oh, my God. Goddamn bus drivers. Well, Dice, we love you. Please, did you just hang up on everybody?
Probably.
Oh, man.
Will we get Ari back? I'll give Ari a reason to go.
He hasn't seen anybody look at their phone, so I think he will take our call back.
Maybe this is the best place for me to sit.
Because it's not that you haven't been on your phone. He just can't see you.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, Ari doesn't like it when you get on your phone?
No.
Sorry, I hung up.
He doesn't pay attention to the podcast.
Even when I hung up on Dice.
Even though he's on fucking his computer the whole time, all the time. He's on his computer constantly.
But, hey, I got to ask, Ari, have you gotten a phone yet, or are you still going with the little...
You're still old school.
Oh, shit. Look at that. What? Look at that. Unbelievable.
What?
Ari will not get a smartphone.
I'm thinking about getting a flip phone, too.
You've been saying that for years, though.
Dude, I'm telling you right now. But if you get, all you got to do is the minute you get one, you will become so dependent on your friends as Ari is. Because the minute Ari is around you, and as soon as you pull out your iPhone, he goes, can I see that? And then he'll just start looking shit up, and he'll start doing. Oh fuck! Yes, you do.
The only thing I do is check naked instant messages on Instagram. That's the only thing I can't do.
Oh, you get a lot of naked messages?
I've never received one message on.
I just
want to
get that.
What kind of? So, like, dudes send you like they compare ball sacks.
You son of a bitch! You son of a bitch! You know that's not what I meant.
Yeah,
girls send you pictures on Instagram, Ari.
Yeah, people can DM you. So,
well, I know that. I've never received one DM on Instagram.
Yeah, check your instant messages because
I mean, it would even tell me if I had one.
Ari, I hate to get back to sports, even though it's a sports podcast.
Yeah, I didn't get the story yet that I was going to get into. I looked it up.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you were looking it up. So what's up?
Okay. Braves baseball game.
Yes.
There's this couple sitting on the, looks like first base side.
Okay.
Outfield. There's a couple people behind them, and they're looking over this couple's shoulder.
Okay.
And they see this girl texting her friend Nancy. And Nancy, they discover, is a fake name for someone she's cheating with. Because they're looking over her shoulder and they're seeing her texts. And she's texting Nancy like, yeah, I want you to fuck me tonight. I want you to bend me over. I want you to do all this crazy shit to me. Yeah, don't worry about it. And so these people sitting behind the couple, they write a note down and says, your wife is cheating on you. Look at her text messages under Nancy. And they hand it to her. And they go, we can take screenshots. We have screenshots if you want them.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
The guy called them and said, I'd like those screenshots, please. And they sent it to him. They said they haven't heard anything else from him.
Do you think he killed him?
Okay. That's a very...
Story just fell off.
Yeah, just
really.
Fell off. Come
For
on,
the guy
man.
Who tells stories, you know there needs to... Does somebody die?
Okay, here we go. Here's some of the pictures. So they start tweeting it, too. There's a married couple in front of you, but Hoes ain't loyal, so me and... Lana Baby 8 exposed them. Nancy or Mark? Here's a text. I will be naked, laying on the ground. One of the messages read. Mark Allen, I love something something so much, said another text. The name at the top of the screen was Nancy. Nancy is Mark Allen.
They wrote a warning note. You just solved a mystery.
They're what?
They wrote a warning note on the roster sheet and handed it to him and said, sorry, I just thought you should know. And so,
what do you guys think of this?
Finkel is Einhorn.
I think there's some fucking nosy ass.
I
fucking
think someone
people
needs to mind their own motherfucking business.
Yeah, I agree with that, but
stay the fuck out of it.
So he
I'm
wrote
sorry.
Would
she was
you
clever enough.
Know,
she was clever enough to name the fucking dude. She's fucking Nancy, so that when it shows up, it just says message from Nancy.
Yeah,
and it won't show up the text. I mean, everybody, you got to be smart enough to do that. You don't have an iPhone, so you won't understand any of this, Ari.
Yeah,
I've got an iPhone.
Yeah, fuck off. You got to get an iPhone.
I get it at the same time, but it's just like, why are you putting your fucking business into someone else's business?
Yeah. And if so, at least tell us what the fuck happens in the end.
Yeah, you need to end this fucking story.
Yeah, at least tell us what happens in the end.
I wonder if he war machined her.
The message to you at the ball game, please send me that pic, please.
Yeah. If you're listening and you were the couple either being spied on or spying, call into the show, let us know what happened. We need an ending to this story.
Yeah,
seriously.
Definitely.
He probably war machined her.
Guys, UFC.
Oh, it's girls. It was girls that called him out.
Of course it was.
Oh, it's chicks. Well, then I understand. Yeah, still mind.
You shouldn't sext in public.
Yeah, still mind your own fucking business. Well, chicks telling on
other chicks. You shouldn't sex message in public? What bunch of assholes?
I mean, you're rolling the dice.
Nah, man, you got to keep that game tight.
When you're sitting next to your husband?
You got to keep that game tight, bro.
When you're sitting next to your husband at a fucking super packed place?
Look at UFC 190.
I already got it.
I mean.
Oh, what? You know what? I was against it before, but the
Is
Braves...
Is a Mexican there? You should get these girls on the phone. Bryn and Delana Henson.
The Braves do need a new ballpark if the seats are that close.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's why.
I agree.
Yeah. But fuck you also Braves. Need one of those anti-reflector things on there so some bitch can't be looking
How about you
attack.
Mind your own fucking business?
There you go.
How about this, all you cunts? Pay attention to the fucking game. You're taking seats away. Three twats, two nosy bitches, and one fucking whore are taking three seats away from a man that wanted to watch a fucking game.
Red's
the thing
team.
Is too, you're taking a picture of her and putting it on social media. Opening her up to all sorts.
Pay attention to the game, twat!
Gamers.
That's a good point.
Red game State game team.
Yeah.
That's not what the box score is for.
Yeah, hey!
The box score.
If that happened at a movie theater, everyone would be pissed. But these cunts just wanted, they're taking seats, probably got it from some dude they're sucking off sideways like a harmonica.
Red,
a man wants to sit in that seat and watch a game, and you're like, oh, I want to suck your cock. I can't wait till you spray your milk all over my fun bags. That girl's texting. I'm calling the police. Watch the game, whore.
Red State team. That's great, dude. Ari, UFC 190, do you give a fuck?
I
do not. To me, there is no UFC 190. It's 189 to 191.
I agree with
What are the other top three other than Rousey, which is
here,
the only
read
thing
them
you
off,
hear.
Mexican. Let's check it out. So we have Rousey versus Career. I'm going to fuck these names up.
Sure. No, you got it right.
Oh, God damn it.
No, Shogun Rua.
Shogun Rua versus Antonio.
At least she has a record. She has a record.
It's 11-9.
What I can't believe.
Wait,
11-9.
No, Ronda Rousey's 11-0. Beth Career's 9-0. So
listen. 9-0. Yes. Yeah. At least she finally has. She's not facing number 7.
And this one looks like a dude, but Ronda Rousey. Yeah, she's a tough little fucking badger.
Rogan posted a picture of her the other day.
She looks shredded.
She looks shredded and big and like ugh.
What I can't believe is you go on all the message boards. How everybody's okay with Ronda Rousey fighting Misha Tate for a third time. Yeah. It's amazing.
We've heard of her name.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
It's the third fight.
Did you see her
tit
fell out?
The first two lopsided.
Anybody see her tit fell out at her last fight?
Who?
Misha Tate.
Yeah. We'll Google that right now. Good.
Yep.
Good.
You can see her nipple.
It's amazing. She offered to fight Gina Carano at 145. Why doesn't anyone see that this girl's ducking Cyborg? I don't really care. I mean, it's fine. It is what it is. But it's just so funny when she's obviously pulling a Floyd Mayweather and dodging Cyborg. Why will you fight Carano at 145, but not Cyborg at 145?
I know. So she was going to fight Carano at 145?
Yeah, she says, I would fight her at 145. It would be
that she's running. That she's clearly running.
100%. Everyone's like, why should she have to run? Listen, dude, if this was a guy... We always say the great fighter who has cleaned out the division should move up a weight class and fight better.
Or down. Whatever you possibly could make weight
whatever
at.
Whatever your body would be best at.
Frankie Edgar couldn't move up. Frankie Edgar had to move down.
Well, Frankie Edgar moved down because he couldn't fight for a title anymore at 155. That's the only reason he moved down. Because he wanted to fight for a title at 145.
He was going to move down anyway. BJ Penn moved up. Lots of people move up and down. It doesn't matter. It's just where you can make the weight. And she can make 145. So at that point, you're running.
Let me ask you guys this, though. Would you date a chick that weighed 145?
And could kick my ass? I'm fat as fuck. Why not?
I mean, if she was cool and hot,
I'm over 2 bills.
Are you like the anorexic chick like I do? Would you bang a chick that weighed that was like 5'9 and 145?
Dude, I just said I was in love with... Hendrix or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Christina Hendrix.
Here's my weight.
That's like 125.
No
130.
Way, dude.
No way, dude. Her tits alone are 45 pounds.
How much does fucking Hendrix weigh?
I don't think
145.
No. Easily.
Christina Hendrix?
Yeah.
Let's look it up. Hold on.
Yeah. There's no way she's...
Dude, is he there?
Do you think anyone buys this pay-per-view? I don't see why you would do it. Why would you
buy
this pay-per-view?
What's the third fight?
Well, it's going to last, 45 seconds?
No, here's why. You have the two title fights for the Ultimate Fighter.
Oh, the Ultimate Fighter thing. Yeah, that always brings...
No, they already had that fight, at least the last Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, they already had it.
They already had it at Kapal.
It says UFC 190. The Ultimate Fighter lightweight final, the Ultimate Fighter Brazil for bantamweight final.
Well, that's not Ultimate Fighter US. That must be... That must be Brazil. So Americans don't give a fuck about that.
Oh, I don't watch Ultimate Fighter. That's a completely separate Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah, there's several of them.
Oh.
And you can get them all on
161 pounds. Yeah!
She weighs 161 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Too big.
Oh, that ain't just, too
my
big,
dude.
Nah,
that's not too big at all.
My
Are
weight
kidding
limit.
Me? It's not
my,
big enough.
But I do have a weight limit. Like if
I don't know, man. That's
I have no weight limit.
If you're under...
50 of that is tits. By the way.
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
The rest of it's 110.
Yeah,
if you're under
okay.
Yeah, 80 pounds of that is tits and ass. If you're my weight limit, if you're 5'9" and under, 275.
Jesus, that's a lot of weight, man.
Maybe 3 maximum.
Some guys just like to get crushed.
What did Ramsey Moore, what did he weigh?
450?
That is, yeah, somewhere right around there.
By the way, the best gigs ever are Comics Memorials because people just tee off. I was having so much fun, dude. I was talking about my biggest regret with Ramsey Moore that I never got to do coke off his sweet tits. Right? Yeah. It was great, dude. It was so much fun.
He was
fun.
A nice guy.
UFC is gonna, I don't know, man.
This one's gonna flop, and they've had a lot of good free
but
ones
lately,
though.
I'm dying to
though.
See if they release the numbers. They never release the numbers. Well, granted, I don't know
I'm
if
I'm kind of getting a little sick of Dana White. Can I say that? I feel weird even saying
you
that.
You just dropped the N-word, so why not? So
I did?
I thought you did earlier.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Dice did.
Dice is hard.
Dice did hard. I'm getting a little sick of Dana White. I'm sick of Dana White. I'm sick of hearing about the Reebok deal. I'm sick of him being pompous and shitty to fans. I get that that's the kind of guy he is, and it's kind of exciting to have, like, an anti-Roger Goodell kind of guy that isn't so PC. But he's coming across like kind of a dick lately to me.
I think when a brand stops caring about what the fans think, that's when they start getting in trouble. A great example is ESPN right now. Have you tried to watch SportsCenter lately?
All it is kids have cancer.
Unbearable.
It's all these kids that have had cancer and these... I'm like, what? I turned this on to watch highlights of sports.
Yeah.
Now I got a tear in my eye because some kid's getting chemotherapy.
Ari.
And Ken Griffey Jr. walks in the room and changes his life.
Yeah. Do you know that ESPN in the last calendar year has lost, or the last year, excuse me, has lost 3.5 million subscribers?
Are you shitting me?
No,
what
in
has
one year.
What has, bud?
ESPN.
Yeah.
That's why they've been cutting all these big names off their...
why have they lost that much money?
Well, it's a combination... 3.5 million subscribers to their cable package. They've lost all those people because it's the most expensive cable package. Them going all in on the NBA has cost them a lot of money, and they've had to make cuts everywhere. They say it's because of the price, but it is unbearable to watch. Dude, they're doing stuff on the Special Olympics, and it's not even... Okay, if you want to cover it, that's one thing, but you're not covering it like it's an event. You're basically mocking these guys. Oh, little Billy takes number two. They literally do it like that. Oh, look at how hard he's running. You're talking it like a fucking... You're mocking these guys.
And how are you going to beat a kid in swimming that has three arms?
Yeah, it says...
He's got three arms!
It says a lot of them are dropping cable to use the streaming services.
Well, I use the streaming service. I don't have cable anymore. And their streaming service is a piece of shit.
Yes,
there's
really?
Nothing on there.
Wow.
There's nothing fucking on there. It's like it's the Pan Am Games or some shitty like sprint car thing. It's like, who gives a fuck? Show me the real sports. Like it's the worst fucking channel.
And I get to right now is a bad time in sports.
Why?
Because it's only baseball and you know, nothing
and golf.
We're 2 weeks away from training camp.
Sure, I understand that, but I'm saying the month of July is generally
well,
a
okay, but here's the thing. Like ESPN covers the British Open, okay?
Right.
And they had the Senior British Open last week.
Right.
And they didn't even fucking cover it. There was 2 hours of coverage a day, that was it. There was no live coverage, so they were never live, except there was one rain delay where they actually showed it live, but only because it was delayed. These fucksticks never do anything live. It's a piece of shit company.
I agree, dude.
They're in fucking Hartford. They think they don't have
ever
to go
since
anywhere.
ABC
get
bottom.
The fuck out of Hartford. Go somewhere else.
Ever since ABC Bottom, and it's just been...
It's crap. It's like, let's put pregnant chicks on there. Let's do sad stories. And it used to be one sad story. Now it's multiple sad stories.
You
can't
one sad
do that.
Story a week.
Yeah.
No,
and now
one,
it's like
one chemo story
hour.
A week. One chemo. We only get chemo once a week. That's
do you know
it.
What else they do that they didn't do that made SportsCenter really great? Is now they tell you who won at the beginning of the highlight. They used to wait to the end and be like, blah, 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 take some, blah, blah. Who won? And they go through the game, and at the end they tell you who won. Now they tell you right up front, you're like, why am I watching the rest of this fucking highlight if I know who fucking won?
I know why. I watch. I got
NHL
Network. That's where I'm stuck on that. Fuck the rest of it.
I'm stuck on the NFL Network right now.
Love hockey.
Did you get into it after working with Bartnick? Is that how?
I just got into it a couple years ago, and I just fucking love it.
I got into it this year a lot.
Yeah, hey.
Whoa, that was uncalled
for. Wow.
Is that what it's called? Go Puck Yourself?
It's Puck Off.
Puck Off.
Puck Off.
I'm sorry. Is there a Go Puck Yourself podcast? Hey, guys, we should start a Go Puck Yourself podcast and
right.
fucking go to war with them.
But I got to tell you, there's actually...
Puck your mama.
It'll be all MMA talk.
As sad and as disappointing as golf usually is and as boring as it is...
I don't think
great,
it's boring.
Great fucking story last week. Robert Allenby, an Australian player, he's a hothead. He was the guy who... who supposedly got mugged in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
So this guy's, he's fucking insane.
Yeah,
and
he's
I love
crazy,
it.
Right?
And he's the funnest
But he's really at a, am I ruining your story by
no,
what
no,
really
No, I'm not ruining. He was actually at a strip club.
He was really at a strip bar and he got so fucked up and somebody beat him up.
Well, he claims that he was mugged and then stuffed in a trunk of a car and then they used his credit card to run up all this money at a strip club. When later on it's kind of, the clues are still iffy, but I think he went to the strip club with these guys, got all fucked up, and then they just fucking rolled him at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And then stuck him in the trunk of a car and dumped him at the end of the street.
Yeah.
Wow.
But check this out. So last week he's playing the first round of the Canadian Open at Glen Abbey in Toronto. And I actually caddied there a couple years ago. Beautiful fucking place. And on this par five, him and his caddy are going back and forth. And this is a very veteran caddy. And Allenby's been through about 20 caddies because he's a fucking hothead.
Right.
And the guy tells him a club, whatever. Allenby dumps it in the water on the 13th hole, which is his front nine. And he calls him a fat cunt. He goes, you fat fucking cunt. You don't know what the fuck you're talking. Blah, blah, blah. The caddy gets really pissed off and actually goes over and talks to the other two guys. He goes, what should I do? Because I want to throw this fucking bag right in his face. And they go, just be quiet. Finish the fucking round. That's what you do. That's professional. Well, after the ninth hole, Allenby starts calling him a fucking cunt and everything. They fucking go at each other on the ninth, behind the ninth green, stand in each other's face. He's like, come in the fucking parking lot, you piece of shit.
Who said that?
The caddy. The caddy says this to Allenby. He goes, you piece of fucking shit. You won't fucking talk to me like that outside. He goes, go, you know what? Go fuck yourself. He drops the bag, takes his bib off, and goes, fuck you. I'm out of here. And the caddy fucking walks off. And then, so Allenby literally is carrying his own bag with the bib between the ninth and the, you know, the 18th and the first hole. He's going to play his back nine. And some patron goes, you want me to, you know, if you need somebody, I'll carry your bag. The guy fucking carried his bag for him.
And wow.
And the whole thing came out later. Like,
British Open.
Yeah, like Allenby actually tried to play it off like the caddy was fucking with him when like everybody else, all the other caddies, everybody came out and go, look, this is bullshit. This is like the fifth caddy you've been through this year. Don't fucking shit on this guy's like reputation by saying he was doing this. You called him a fat cunt and you fucking attacked. You were really verbally attacking him. And this whole thing fucking came to a head and I fucking love that shit. And it was so good. I actually almost fucking texted Al Migo, do you need a caddy for next week?
I would love that, dude.
You know, but
you have his number?
I do. I have his number.
You should text him.
Is this the British Open?
No, this is not the British Open. This is Canadian Open. PGA Tour. But it was like, it was a big deal. And it's still out there. And I don't know if he's playing this week. He ended up withdrawing from the tournament. Allenby did. So,
Allenby
did? Yeah. How does that guy make it that far?
Huh?
How's he making that far?
He's a great. He's actually a really good. I mean, he's just. He's had some issues in the last few years.
He loves cocaine, probably.
Not a cokehead. Likes a little booze, and I think just he's had. You know, he's had some issues.
Isn't it amazing? You could drink all the booze you want and never get in trouble.
Yeah. You are so wrong.
You do a line. No, but as a golfer, right?
Oh yeah.
If you can maintain, or any athlete, if you can maintain a level of production. You could drink blackout drink every night. You do a line of coke, people are like, you got to go. You got to
take a day off. They've changed the rules, actually, the drug testing rules, where marijuana now is like you basically have to smoke a joint while you're piss testing to fucking test positive for weed.
I bet a lot of those golfers smoke pot, though.
A lot of the guys do.
Dude, golf is the best pot sport.
Sunday night.
RA, true or false?
It really is. It really is.
Outside, nature's the birds, the fucking hawks are flying by.
Sunday nights.
They're flying by. They are, dude. You always see hawks and fucking deer.
Sunday nights when the fucking, when the tournament's over, these guys are pulling out of the fucking parking lot in their rental cars or their courtesy cars, just smoke billowing out the windows.
Yeah,
because you only get drug tested on Thursday. I mean, your tests are Thursday. They can only test you during the tournament. So it's like, you know, you got a couple days to fucking ward it off. They're just puffing fucking out the door.
Yay for them.
Yes.
To the victor goes spoils.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
To the victor goes to spoils. Exactly right.
What are your thoughts on Mexicans, Court? You were telling me last night how much you hate him. What were you saying?
Mexicans.
No,
that's Koreans. Koreans. I hate Koreans. On the golf course.
I mean, they're the worst.
They're like cockroaches
the
on the golf course.
So let's get
into this. They always have 35-foot fucking drivers, and they're not like 19 inches tall.
They also have those 7 foot lightning rod putters.
And they all have a fucking staff bag with their fucked up name on it. And they fucking pretend like they're amazing and they suck fucking balls.
Who are we talking about?
All that? Koreans.
Asians on the golf course.
All Koreans.
And they got
the Japanese play the same too.
Yeah, they're just as bad. But to me, the Koreans are like fucking dirty cockroaches just all around a house that's being condemned.
Go to Caveman Coffee. Use the code.
Can we get into the NFL? I mean, we're 2 weeks away.
Two weeks out. Are we doing a draft? Are we doing another thing?
We're doing another thing.
Are you not going to do it again, Ari? Are you going to?
It doesn't seem like it's fun for you guys if I do it.
Jesus Christ.
I cannot believe the worst person to win 2 weeks, 2 years in a row is Ari.
Would be any one of the three of us.
I'm the DC United of our fantasy football league.
I don't know what that means. Have they won a lot of games?
They won the first two seasons.
That sounds like a gay. I thought he was talking about a gay bar.
DC United.
What do we got?
No.
Yeah, thank you.
Come on, don't put that away. Yeah, there it is.
What do you guys think about the Cardinals hiring the first female?
Oh, let's get into that.
NFL.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
That's so interesting.
No fucking way.
The linebackers coach too.
Well, first of all, Bruce Arians is one of the greatest football coaches.
He's a phenomenal.
He's a fucking. When he coached the Colts, when he was out with leukemia,
hell of a coach.
And Bruce Arians fucking coached that team.
You knew
to an amazing season.
You knew he was getting a.
You knew he was getting
a
head coaching job. But he was with the Ravens before. I mean, wasn't he with the Ravens before, and then he came over to the Colts with Pagano. I mean, he is a fucking top notch coach. So if he's hiring this chick to coach.
He's fingering her.
I gotta think that this isn't a guy that's doing something to hire the first female coach. He's hiring someone who's the best for the fucking job.
Well, she coached like some other kind of pro football, like a smaller league.
It wasn't like you're just getting an analyst who's like you have no relation to football. She played semi-pro for females. She played. She coached. So it's like he goes. Hey, I'll hire like a dragon if it can help me win games.
But look at the fucking Cardinals, man. They were they were the fucking Raiders of the NFC for so fucking long. They were the shittiest fucking team ever.
Just the worst team.
The worst fucking team ever. And all of a sudden it's like now they're in Phoenix.
They're fucking
going to Super Bowls. They're amazing.
If Palmer doesn't go down last year, That team is a legit threat in the playoffs.
100%.
They were fucking up the Seahawks.
Yeah.
They were fucking up the Niners.
They got a good D.
Yeah,
I love that it's the one stadium that's indoor that's real grass. They actually take that fucking grass and they move it outside every day and water it and trim it and then fucking move it in game day.
You know,
that's
be great,
badass,
like,
man.
Like every day at noon, that field slides out and it just sits in the sun and they can maintain it. And then before the games, so like at 11:59, like 200 dogs just show up and just wait for that grass to come out.
Yeah,
and just shit it comes out, they all just start shitting and pissing
on it.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I think if you're going to look and see that this chick has probably got some kind of training or something that she's doing that's head and shoulders above fucking dudes because it's you know, moving forward, changing shit, you know, like changing shit. She's probably fucking in the forefront of her fucking field.
And it's like
I have no problems with it as long as they're the best. You know, Hollywood just too much shoehorns people in just for the sake of those people being in.
I mean, look.
Trust me, I'm booking a show.
She ain't doing her job.
And she's okay with, like, Ari's fucking bag.
Ari, I want to do your storyteller show.
Yeah, you just did it.
Yeah, I want to do the TV show.
Oh, yeah, there's just no chance of that, man.
I'm Armenian!
You're white.
Ari, what if I do it? But
the reason I know this, guy said Armenians are among the worst of the whites.
I'll take that.
I believe it.
Hey, I'm Native American, Ari. Can I do it?
You got to be at least half, and you got to look it too.
Yeah, that's
people
the worst
people
part.
It's like he has a Spanish name. I'm like too white.
All right, I'm a white middle-aged male.
But what if I show up like just leaning against a curb, drunk? That's kind of half Indian, right?
Drinking
there.
Drinking Mad
Dog. Yeah, drinking Mad Dog.
Do you need that's his, very native?
Playing cards, falling out of your pocket.
Yeah, I know. I have friends at a casino. Does that help?
Maybe I'll talk to Comedy Central.
Yeah, yeah. Tell them I'm Native American.
Do they like Mexicans?
Nobody likes Mexicans.
Right. I love Mexicans, dude.
We need Mexicans. We need blacks. We need women. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, though, for some reason, no one's clamoring at all about Asians. No one gives a shit if we don't have a single Asian.
Because wow. Asians don't complain. That's why.
That's it.
Yep.
They don't cry.
Yeah.
Except for that one chick with the fucking show. And probably Comedy Central's pissed at Asians because they brought up that stupid thing that Susie Who or whatever her name was. Who didn't get the fucking joke that Colbert was doing, so she tried to start a social movement. Then she had the balls to try to do stand-up comedy. It's like, go fuck yourself.
You know? Trying to stand up?
She tried to do it, and then just her and a bunch of Asians laughing at stupid Asian jokes.
Did she have any funny jokes at all? Did you see any?
Do you guys like that show after, real quick, did she like, do you guys think that guy after The Daily Show is good at all?
Not watching it.
Michael Che?
Yeah.
Or Trevor Noah, my bad. Trevor Noah?
No. Not Trevor Noah.
Larry After Wilmore. That. Oh, Larry Wilmore?
Yeah.
I like Larry Wilmore.
Is it funny?
Yeah. Actually, that is a pretty good show. It is a good show.
Okay. I like it. I mean,
I know Metzger's done it, and they let him, they say, go nuts. Just do, go nuts.
I do think the round table at the end, I think the round table at the end kind of takes away because it's only some issue, and they have somebody who really cares about the issue. It's like, fuck that. Just
they
shit on
enough,
the issue.
That's my only complaint about that show is that they don't have enough comics on the panel. It's like, we don't need real experts. You just need people who are funny.
This isn't Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Put up somebody who's going to make fun of
you. HBO
exactly.
or CNN.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Last night they had the lesbian chick who tried to, she's a CNN correspondent, and she tried to make that catcalling into an issue, but it blew up in all their faces because they had people go, have a great day, and they used that as a catcall. Yeah. People are like, that's catcalling? Go fuck yourself.
Well, two crackheads follow her down the street, and it's like, of course they're going to follow her down the street.
Yeah, you're in a crackhead neighborhood.
You walk through fucking Ari's neighborhood, shaking your tits, and you're going to fucking, people are going to follow you. I'm just kidding. You don't live in a crack neighborhood, Ari.
I'm sure he does.
Actually, I like it. I've been
in the East Village. Yeah. There's crack around, but everybody's cool about it.
Yeah. And I'm sick of everybody being hypersensitive. It's like, I can't, like, an attractive woman walks down the street, and I just happen to yell, hey, I'm going to fucking fist you, and then I'm going to fucking saw your head off, you cunt. And everyone's like, whoa, catcalling. No more catcalling, please.
Red State team.
I'm going to murder you, and then I'm going to fuck you before your body gets cold. And now I'm a fucking dick. Ugh.
Yeah, we live in a police state.
Lighten up, America.
We really do live
cold
in a police
state. You say whiten up, America?
Yeah, well, thank you. Good point. Lighten up, America. But I like what you're saying. Lighten up. White power.
No.
All right. Ari, nothing?
Brett, hold on. Can we take a moment and do a check-in on how Teeb's doing with his rainbow bracelets on? What is going on with... What is that?
Hey, just take your shirt off, idiot.
No. What's going on with the rainbow bracelet?
Why not?
You're picking up a lot of 20-year-olds?
Off, faggot.
What?
Quit being such a faggot and take your shirt off.
He's not even on camera. Wow. He's not even on camera and he won't take his shirt off.
I
got cold. It got a little cold. I'll be honest. It's a little cool in here. We have air conditioning here.
More people have their shirts on than off at this point. I'm a trendsetter.
By the way, shirts off is repellent to black people.
What? They always walk around with their shirts off.
Drives black
have you been to a nightclub? It's always black guys.
Why do you say that? Because I always see pictures of you walking around the street with your shirt off, Ari.
I'm not saying black dudes don't have their shirts off. I'm saying when a white dude does have their shirt off, black people disperse.
I know why.
I was walking around the streets of New York with Ari with his shirt off. There was never any black people around. That's odd that you say that. Yeah.
The cops should carry, instead of pepper spray and guns, they should carry shirtless white people.
I know why. I know why black people don't like that. It's because they think that it's asinine that we try to get tan and like we feel like we look better the darker we are, but then we can also be racist. It's like, how do you not like, how do you hate black people, but yet you're the one laying by the pool trying to look black all the time?
That's a great question, dude.
What? Racist.
Oh, that's it. Ari.
You hate us.
Ari, if I get a really, really, really good tan, can I do the This Is Not Happening show?
Like, it's got to be really
good. No, if you get a vagina, you can.
Ooh, really? I'd think about that.
I could just carry it around.
I mean, literally, I've told this to other male comedians, even guys that I'm not friends with. I'm like, if you get a vagina, I can book you on the show 100%. It won't even be a question.
Unbelievable.
But because you're a man, just because you're a white man, your talent level here will not allow you to, enough to get on the show.
You are
but
so
if you
racist.
If you're a woman or a black person, I will 100% book you right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What if I get a really, really fucking good tan?
What if I became a black woman?
Can I come
woman?
In blackface?
What if I became a black
that might
woman?
Have a negative result.
If I became a black woman, can I do like 3 minutes on your TV show?
You're in. I don't have to see your story. I don't even have to see your story.
Okay.
I'm like that's a black woman who's doing comedy for over 12 years. She's in.
Okay. Oh, and I have to do comedy for 12 years as a black woman, though?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, I'm still
no,
in.
No. I'm saying you have 12 years experience in comedy, and that's a black woman. I can sell it that way.
Can
no,
we?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Can we get into our last comic standing predictions? Who do you think wins?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to go ahead and say, is there a retard on the show?
No.
What about
who's in last
Drew Lynch? I
they
mean,
said
he's not
100
retarded,
people.
But...
I mean, it's just starting. But let me. Okay. I heard Jeslyn's pretty good. Is that true?
He's funny. Yeah.
A woman.
He's
a
host. Like,
a woman wins.
A host.
A woman wins, or an ethnic person wins, or if there's anybody that's like a retarded female Mexican.
Oh, no. Right. Who's,
there's a shoe
who's
in right
now?
There.
Who's in right now?
There's a kid that's going around doing stand-up right now who's pretty. He's a stud. He got hit by a ball.
Yeah, Drew Lynch. He's I know him. He's a friend of mine. He's from Flappers.
He kills.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He kills. How do you think that would do over an hour?
I've seen him do a long set, and it's not bad. I mean, you know, obviously because you know he's got the
what
stuttering thing. Well, he was a comic before, and then he was playing a company baseball, and an errant pinch hit him in the throat. So his voice was like disabled, and then now he like has a stutter that he can't control.
Oh, that's so irritating,
dude! But he kills.
But yeah, he does he's worked his stand up now around.
He
his
kill.
Stutter,
I've watched him a couple. I went to Jay Davis's 50th anniversary of his show last night.
Oh, I went by there. Yeah,
and this kid was on stage murdering.
Let's see what the guy looks like.
Oh. The guy that stutters.
Yeah,
and he's getting a lot of like heat right now.
Yeah,
no, everyone.
Hang on
1 second.
Start stuttering more. Sorry about that.
Oh, I've seen this guy. Yes, I've seen this guy. He was on America's Got Talent, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like the kid's making the fucking sympathy fucking run.
Yeah, but he kills.
All right.
But that's where we're at right now.
I mean, it's just like, yeah.
Flaw. Like, Jew?
Yeah.
Ari's a Jew.
You can't just be funny. You gotta, like, what's your story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you overcome here?
You're kind of right. What have you overcome?
Yeah. My new thing is
suicide.
I shit my pants a lot, so that's gonna be my hook.
Yeah, you shit
see
your
the guy who shits his pants. Come down. He can't stop. No, chicks won't bone the guy.
I had a roommate that used to shit his pants all the time. It is one of the fucking most disgusting
things. I had a roommate that used to shit my pants. Yeah. That's worse.
Yeah. This guy used
while I was wearing them, he would be talking in the back of my pants.
He would
and
be talking on the phone.
Pull it out.
Like a top dresser drawer. He would just pull my back of my
no,
pants
this
down
guy,
and just
he would sit
blow
and talk.
Turds down my leg.
He would be talking on the phone. He'd go, all of a sudden, oh my God, I got to call you back. I just shit my pants. And I'm like,
how many times have you been fucked in the ass that you don't feel that coming?
Seven.
Now, don't get me wrong. As you get older, you get into your 40s. Sometimes the farts become, you know.
Oh yeah. You can't, especially with the loose meal, you can't trust
it. Yeah, you got to hold it. You got to be like, what do I got going on here?
Dude,
what?
The other day, and I'm not kidding.
You got to let the first bubble fly.
Your asshole becomes like a magic trick.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What am I going to pull out of my ass at this point?
Yeah,
Is it a fart or a shat?
If a little juice just drops, you got to pull away, right?
Yeah,
you
got to
pull out.
I shit an anchor the other day, and here's the worst part. Don't even remember eating an anchor.
Red State
hey, can I tell you a story, one story about Last Comic Standing?
What's that? Yeah, what?
We've all forgotten. The first year of Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, that fan.
When Cringe Humor was in full effect. Remember Cringe Humor as a
blog?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Okay, now those guys run the stand. They own and run the stand in New York. But Patrick Milligan, who's the booker at the stand now, who was one of the founders of Cringe Humor, found out the top 10 before Last Comic Standing started first year. Found out who the top 10 was and who the top 3 were and printed it all. And said, just so you know, here's the top 10 of this contest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Before they even had the contest, they chose the last 10.
Yeah, I don't think it really... I mean,
he revealed it and said, it's all a sham. Some of these guys are my friends even.
Everything on TV is a sham.
And everybody forgot about it.
Well, it's amazing too because that particular year, Dat Fan won against Rich Voss, Kathleen Madigan, Ralphie May. There were so many. Todd Glass.
Yeah,
Ralphie came in second.
I know, but
voting. It was all voting after they get to the top 10.
The word was that Ralphie was supposed to win.
But see, again, but you say that it's all voting. Who's that's bullshit. Who's counting the fucking votes?
It's all, dude,
I mean, come on.
There were stories of Liza Schlesinger bombing in her fucking shows and still winning the round.
No, no, no. I heard Eliza was going to win probably 6 weeks out. I knew she was going to win.
I knew she was going to win when she made it into the house.
They're saying to Eliza, like, just be okay and we will let you win.
She's still the only woman to have won it. And there are funny chicks out there.
They go, we need a woman. Eliza's in. She's pretty. Let's get her. They pretty much told her, you're going to win this thing.
I'm
going to
go with who's going to win. Miss Pat. I'm putting it out there.
Is she in it?
Yep.
Oh, that'd be amazing if she won.
I'm going to put it in.
They don't have, like, a solid list of all the comics there.
I know some of the people made it.
Wait, look, I'm looking at this.
Taylor Tomlinson.
No, that's last year.
Yeah, this is last year.
Rodman won last year.
Wow.
He's funny, dude. He's legit funny. He's legit funny, dude.
Rodman is a funny guy. He's been funny for years.
Can you see me? Can you see me?
No, I can't. That's the best part.
Hey, turn it to Sam for a second.
No, nope, don't do it.
No, it's not.
I can't see it. I can't see it. I'm blind.
I want you to say Rodman's funny again.
Rodman's funny again.
But I need you to see me first. Here we go.
Okay, I can see you. I get it. Where are we going with this? Rodman's funny. Okay, thank you. Dude, that was great. That was so great. I gotta love that second city acting.
All right, I got everyone. Sarah Moore, Tony Baker, Ian Bagg.
Tony Baker, Ian Bagg, both very funny.
Sean Bedgood, Kevin Bozeman, Rhea Butcher, Tony Carmen, Jesse Campbell, Ryan Connor, Alicia Cooper, Dan Crone.
Oh, here's the name right here, D.C. Irvin.
What
about Kendra Taylor Cunningham? Tomlinson's on
She's it. In there.
She's funny, dude.
I don't she's think she's going to do good, though.
I don't think she's going to win it, but she doesn't have to. She just got to make top 10.
But it's also one of those things where, like, I know a lot about her, Amir
Kay,
and she's, like, very religious.
Amir
Kay, that's a bad
Jason
thing,
Lawhead,
that's one of those
Joe
where
List.
It's like, I feel like she's never going to be, like, you know, her, you know, it's just.
Ari, let's take
religious.
This call.
Okay, let's take this call. I want to see who Rodman is.
Hey, is Frank, can you throw that up? Yeah. Every time I do it, I fuck it up. I'm not sure who this is, but I think I have a good idea who this might be. Hello, you're on the air with Punch Drunk Sports.
I have no idea. Rodman could be funny. I just don't know.
Josh Martin wants us to talk about how the supposedly the jizz rag incident of 2013 was it 13? 2014 was rigged. He's controversy.
Bottom line, this guy washed his face with our comm, and the bet has been paid off.
John Huck's in it?
Can't take that back.
Can't take that back.
Yeah, what does he want to do? Get a time machine and go back and not have to wash his face with our fucking milk loaves?
I think he wants to come
on
all your faces.
All ears. We can do that.
The only fair thing would be is if you were to let me beat off on all of your faces.
Josh, just so you know, I was not in on this. I had no idea about this. This is all.
I didn't know it was rigged. I wasn't in charge of it. I just took a fucking bag and pulled out, wash your face with our jizz rack.
Yeah.
And you made the stupid bet, dude. Don't even cry. It was a dumb bet, and you lost the worst way you could possibly lose.
I think
to
we have
an Armenian.
I think we have a
no,
caller.
That's not it, Jew bag.
Caller, are you there?
It is. You can call me Nancy if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
The GSP.
Oh.
GSP.
I was the text messenger at the Braves game.
Wait a minute.
Really?
You were receiving the text. You were the one getting text messages from this young lady.
This woman sent me some of the best spreads I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean, some of the best spreads?
She was spreading all of the holes.
Oh, wow. We just saw Ari spread
just
one of his
really
holes.
Really rude. Just really rude.
What's that?
Ari spread one of his holes. Oh. Ari, open your dick eye for us. No, before you give us some asshole.
No!
Make your dick hole talk. Hey, Ari's dick hole, how's it going?
It's pretty good.
Start jamming shit in your dick hole, Ari.
No!
Get something in there.
Don't do that.
This is like puppetry of the Jewish penis.
That's exactly what it is. Oh, yeah.
Put a
car
key. Put a back.
He's stuffing a car key into his dick hole.
Oh, God.
See if it'll hold it in there. Jam it all the way in.
No.
Try to start your dick like a car.
Can I put my 2 weeks in?
I haven't seen a shower for a while.
Oh, God. That's the last thing I need to
do. I'm getting a lot of infections.
Put a piece of candy in there and then eat it.
Yeah.
Cord McCown's new album coming out live for Pearl Street. Available on iTunes.
GSP.
Ari's penis sounds like Little Hobo, the puppet.
It does sound a lot like Little Hobo.
Little Hobo is based on my penis.
Let's call your puppet, your dick, Little Homo. God.
That is now burned into my mind. That's so
When
disgusting.
Is your album release, Court?
August 7th. It's out right now for pre-sale.
Hell yeah. Pre-sale on iTunes. What's
pre-sale,
it called?
It's called Live from Pearl Street.
Court McCown.
Yeah.
How long is it, Court?
It's about 55 minutes.
Perfect. That's great.
Under an hour.
That's great.
Yeah.
GSP, how's your comedy career been going? Last time you called in, you almost had 1 minute. He wants to do Kill Tony, but he only had 35 seconds of comedy.
You guys left my name off. I am actually on Last Comic Standing.
Oh, really? Really? Do you have any new bits you could run by us?
Here's one of my bits. This guy is on the show. His name is Ian Bag from Canada, more like Ian Fag.
Wow.
That's a good zinger.
This is our most offensive podcast yet. It's really uncalled.
I'm glad I could be a part of the most offensive one ever.
Watch this.
Jean-Claude Van Damme wrote that for me.
Oh, your new best friend. What about your Tony Hinchcliffe impression? I'm sure Court would like to hear that. GSP. One-time welterweight champ of the world does a pretty good Tony Hinchcliffe.
Oh, let's hear this.
Okay, let me turn around real quick, get into character.
All right, perfect.
Oh, I killed it in Montreal.
That's pretty good.
Let's play on the Last Comic Standing.
What's that, GSP?
Will that play on Last Comic Standing?
Probably,
Wayne's like it?
Yeah, they would love Tony Hinchcliffe impressions on Last Comic Standing.
For sure it won't, man. You're going to paint yourself in a corner with that. I don't think they'll know who that is.
Let me ask you something.
Can I do your show? This is not happening. I know I am a white, but I am a French-Canadian.
I know, George, I was waiting for you. I was at Montreal waiting for you to do it. I mean, that would have been a perfect place to do it.
George St. Pierre.
I'm in Thailand filming a movie. Sorry, I have a career.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something, George? What is your take on Hulk Hogan? We want to hear. I mean, you obviously love pro wrestling. Are you a little hurt by him dropping the N-bomb?
Yeah.
I am devastated. My thoughts and prayers go out to David Loazzo, my former best friend and his family.
Because they are black, of course.
And Hulk Hogan broke my heart. I had to throw away all the figures I had of him, and I've been crying off and on for 4 days.
Crying off and on for 4 days, huh?
That sound, is Ari, I'm watching Ari take a piss.
What, Tebow, why do you encourage this behavior?
I'm not encouraging. He starts pissing and then lowers the screen.
Nobody can watch the pissing.
That's nature. People.
Nobody because people are like, what's that sound?
So what you do is
don't go chasing waterfalls.
Shit up his dick, and you don't describe it. You just stare at it with thirsty eyes.
I don't have
That's
thirsty eyes. It's
you
awesome.
You totally have thirsty fucking eyes watching Ari pee and shit up
I wouldn't suck his
dick.
Limp dick. I'd say hard. Maybe it was hard.
Instead of describing what's going on for a listener. At home, because I can't watch. You just stare there with thirsty fucking eyes.
I had a few of our fans in San Francisco come up to me and say, "You know what? Thank you for always describing Ari's cock because we can't see it, and we want to see it."
I've actually heard that a few times. People have messaged me like, "Hey, work on the video so we can see his dick."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
People feel left out that they can't see your wang, so I'll describe that you were taking a pot piss.
Drooling and licking your lips the whole time he's pissing.
That's just
Why
a coincidence.
Why don't you describe what you're going on?
That's exactly what I did there.
You're just like,
how would you know he was pissing then?
It's like Pavlov's dog.
Oh, nice. Is that you doing, Ari, or is that GSP?
That's my doing,
Nice.
Oh, hey, Ari. I wanted to say thank you. Some guys came up to the door, guys, and gave us all weed at work.
Gave you what? Weed at work?
Yeah.
Hey, Ari, why don't you show your amputated toe, you freak?
Yeah, Ari, how's the fucking no-toe life going?
It's hard.
You lost your toe?
Yep.
Yeah.
When did you lose your toe?
An ingrown toenail, about 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
They almost had to amputate his whole head.
It's hard to balance. That's the biggest thing.
Which toe did you lose?
Dude, play that and get your cock out.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes. Oh, that's so bad, dude. Quit. Oh, your balls are so ugly. He's got the ugliest balls in town.
Yeah, no shit.
God, stop. Put it away. You got GSP.
It looks like gum that got stuck on a car seat.
Unbelievable.
It's disgusting.
Let's play some dick roulette.
No, let's not. Yeah. You know what it looks like is a pizza dough before they flatten it out.
We've talked more about Ari's dick and asshole than we have about sports on this podcast today.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes that happens.
No, it shouldn't.
I said July's a weak time in sports.
Ari, do you think the Dodgers trade Puig?
I mean, why would they trade him?
Because he's not playing that well. He's got name value, and he doesn't get along with his teammates.
That's a good reason. That's a good reason.
Yeah. I mean,
I could see it. I could see it. You got to do it now before, you know, three seasons from now, and everybody realizes that, you know, he ain't as good as people think he is.
I mean, he had a Jeremy Lin run, you know.
Yeah, that's so
that's a
true.
Great analogy, Ari.
He had
that's
a
exactly
great run 2 years ago.
Yep,
and he's been living off that. And now he hasn't done. He's just like, I got paid, and I'm not going to perform it. He just doesn't take it serious.
I think he's more concerned with being on SportsCenter and highlights and talked about than he is putting in a consistent, you know, 9-to-5 work ethic,
right.
Just play good.
What are they going
to
get?
Always diving for balls when you don't need to. Always trying to make these crazy. He's like a fucking like 12-year-old show off in a little league game.
Right. All right. Yeah. Ari, I'm gonna name.
He's hitting 253 with 6 home runs. Like, who's gonna take that?
I'm gonna name teams.
He's got a
4.5. You tell me if they're buyers or sellers.
Of what?
Of whether they're buying free agents or selling free agents.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. The New York Mets.
Selling.
Okay.
They just got somebody.
Yeah, they just picked up somebody. They're kind of still into it. I think if they would have lost to the Dodgers, they would have gotten rid of them, but I think they kind of got a couple games there.
Yeah, I think the division's up for grabs.
See the standings real quick.
So you're like buyers.
Puig's salary is $4.5 million.
That's nothing in baseball.
Not that much. That's not that much.
Not that much.
The Mets are 2 games back. No, they're buying. They're buying. I got it wrong. They're 2 games back of the Nationals. They're in a decent
position.
Oh, really?
Need,
yeah,
Aaron?
Then they're buying.
What do you think they need? They need bats or do they need pitchers?
I have no idea.
They need bats.
They need bats.
They got they have a couple. I mean, DeGrom is great.
Their
Matt
young
Harvey's
pitchers
great.
Have
yeah.
really shown up, dude. Yeah. They all look like four.
I'd like to see the Mets make a run.
I'd like to see that, too.
But there's no free agents, by the way. You're saying free agents. It's not free agent period.
Trades.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they call buyers and sellers. Either you're trying to get guys.
Yeah,
or you're
right now
to get
it's like.
Guys.
I mean, really, it's like ultimately, like who's going to make that final push and try to make a run?
We're going
to
go next one. The Detroit Tigers
selling. They've already said they're selling. They're selling everything.
Yeah, they're going to get rid of.
They could make a run for a wild card. I mean, I could see it.
They're 3 games out of the wild card.
Yeah, but like
that's
that wild card is not that. They're 4.5 games out of the wild card.
Okay.
And they're down to a lot of teams. They're down to Tampa Bay, Baltimore, the Blue Jays. Baltimore and the Blue Jays are both underplaying. And the Twins.
I'd like to see the Blue Jays make a run.
The Blue Jays will make a run. To me, I still say the Blue Jays are the best team.
You know
if
the Blue Jays have scored more runs than anybody else? They're like, they just have shitty pitching.
Yeah, no, the Blue Jays, their runs against is not even that bad. They have 4.33 runs against. They're in the same position as pretty much the Yankees. They've let up 15 more runs than the Yankees over the whole season.
And they're talking about getting...
I think the Blue Jays are the most underrated team in the AL. I think they're going to come away with the AL. If not the AL East, I mean, definitely a wild card, but just watch the Blue Jays. They're the second best team to me.
They're talking
the
about
right
dealing
now,
for...
Baseball.
They're talking about
but
dealing
the Yankees
for Troy Tulowitzki.
And not the best team in the AL. And I think that's amazing.
Who?
What was that, Aaron?
Toronto's looking to get Troy Tulowitzki from the Rockies.
Oh.
Amazing shortstop.
What is that?
You know, they did get him. They already got him.
Did they?
This is the first time I've looked at the baseball standings
all
year.
They traded Reyes. So what is his name?
They got Troy Tulowitzki. It's a fucking great trade
for them.
They already
did it. Okay.
They already got him.
Yeah.
Who else is there? Angels, buyers or sellers?
Probably sellers, I guess. No, I mean, what else do they need? I mean, maybe they're making another another move
they
here
need
and there.
Pitchers, right? They need pitching.
Left-handed hitting outfit is what they need.
Yeah, they'll probably still try to pick up a position here or there. They're definitely not sellers. If they're buyers or sellers, it's buyers.
Okay.
But I don't know if they're going to make any moves.
They already have. They got Shane Victorino.
Yes.
Oh,
for outfield help.
Victorino from Boston, huh?
Yeah. Boston just
he's
gave
a
up.
Leader. He ain't that great though anymore,
yeah,
is
no.
he?
He's been on the DL twice. He's only hitting like 255.
What's up with the Boston Red Sox? They won the World Series 2 years ago and then the bottom just fell out.
They suck. They suck and it's amazing.
Is that manager good or bad?
They're 13 games out behind the Yankees. 100 games in.
Hey, Ari.
That's a lot.
Would you vote for Alex Rodriguez for MVP if they make a run?
For the Yankees MVP?
Do you think that the Major League Baseball writers would ever allow that to happen?
No.
He's not the Yankees MVP.
Who is?
He's third or fourth in the Yankees. His OPS isn't as good as Teixeira's. His hitting is not as good as Gardner's. His pitching, I mean, the Yankees' pitching is all that's carrying them. How can you make him MVP when he's going to hit 275?
I'm just throwing it out there, scenarios.
Okay, and I'm telling you that he doesn't have the stats for that.
Okay.
I mean, if you're talking about if he got up to 300 and hit 40 home runs, would they then vote for him? I think they might. I think there's a couple guys who are going to be crotchety about it and not forgive him still, but I think they might. But he's not in a position. Pineda's better than him. Look, CeCe's not. But Nova's better than – I mean, everybody's better. Betances is better than him. Wilson's better than him. He's like seventh best player on their team right now.
Ari, out of these three teams, who makes the playoffs? Baltimore Orioles. New York Yankees, Toronto Blue Jays.
Stepping out the Orioles. I think they're a great team. They underachieved this year, and I don't think they put it together. I think it's... I mean, the Yankees have a seven-game lead with 60 games left. That's pretty big. Because of that, I'll give it to the Yankees, but if there was 75 games left, I'd give it to the Blue Jays.
Oh, interesting.
You got a boner for these Blue Jays. Let's see.
They're playing
game.
Amazing. You know what my main stat is?
You're living in New York too long. You're too close to Canada.
You've changed.
Look at that point differential.
Talking about how great Montreal is. It's all about Canada.
This guy
now.
Just gets back from Canada. He can't get that Canada dick out of his mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus.
I will support you on this.
Out of the shadows.
Yeah.
GSP.
GSP is back.
Oh, Canada.
Ari, do
my
Cubs.
Home and native land.
Ari, does Jason Tebow's Cubs make the playoffs?
I think if they started today, the Cubs get in.
Yeah.
You think they get in?
They'd be a wild card.
They would be a wild card. If they started today, the Cubs would get in.
How? At 5:31? No, they wouldn't.
I'm pretty sure they would be a wild card if they started.
No, you're way wrong. The Pirates are five games ahead of them and not in first place. Oh, and San Francisco Giants are two and a half games ahead of them and not in first place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're two and a half games. Okay. There you go.
Our black listener, Sacktown Blue, wants us to ask, San Francisco Giants, buyers or sellers? I think it's obvious they're buyers.
They're buying. They just made a big run. They've almost pretty much caught the Dodgers on everything. It's like... Yeah. They're playing great right now. They won six in a row, nine of the last 10. The Dodgers should be in real trouble. They should be really worried. They coasted without separating from the rest of the division.
You got to move an outfielder if you're the Dodgers. You got to move an outfielder. You got to get a frontline pitcher. We didn't do it last year with David Price. That blew up in our fucking face. We got to get a fucking go get Cole Hamels. Give up everybody except for that.
Cubs are trying to get him too.
Give up to everybody except for that number one prospect we have, a shortstop. Anybody else, give it up.
I mean, Greinke's amazing. Kershaw's amazing.
Yeah, you need a third guy.
I mean, you have two
lights.
I like that you just pick up this mic and, like, chug a fucking...
I know.
It's so good.
Who's their closers? What's happening with that? Are they doing well there?
Yeah, our closers are fine. Our setup Kenley guys Gass suck. Just like we did last year. Fucking suck.
Dodgers do look similar to last year to me.
We always do.
You need setup guys.
Because
sure.
We don't want to make any major changes. Move some guys. It's time. The window's going to close.
Kenley Jansen has 17 saves. That's who's leading your team. Yeah. 17 saves.
He got hurt for a while, though, dude.
He has 17 more saves than Ari.
He got hurt for a while.
Let's see this. Saves. But yeah, he's only had 25 games. Okay, that's not bad.
But still, then somebody else should be leading that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They have 25 saves total.
Yeah, we need to get them going. We need to move some guys. We need to get Van Slyke out there to play every day.
Andy Van Slyke?
Yeah. No, I don't know what his name is.
What are we doing with the fantasy league this year? You are a proponent of I do not want a 14-team league.
I don't want a 14-team league. I like the 12-team league.
So you want to cut it down to 12. Ari, your thoughts on this as the defending champ?
Okay, well, a lot goes into this decision. Most notably that I don't know what the difference between a 12 and a 14-team league. Also,
14-team league has 14 people in it, and a 12 has obviously 12
in it. That means less players to pick from.
Less good players on each team.
Well, what it really means is less good players on the waiver wire is nothing.
What Tebow always does, and I love Tebow, he drafts all the running backs. So there's no running backs left for anybody.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I don't know.
You do.
That's not my strategy going in, but I draft whatever I draft. I think last year I had better receivers than running backs.
I like 12 teams. I just think 12 teams are more fun. You could pick up people. You get a more competitive league.
What about 16 or 18 teams?
I'm into that.
No, why?
What about 10 teams?
How much?
10 teams is like, it's too stupid.
Why don't you do like 300 teams and everybody just gets one player?
What about 32 teams?
See, I think that would be fucking fun.
That would be fucking fun.
All it is just super low scoring. But I mean, it's all relative.
It'd be way more accurate. 32 teams?
I think that's great. Then your value on these really.
You guys want to be in my CFL fantasy league?
I would love that, GSP.
I wonder if there is a CFL fantasy league.
Of course there is.
I had Michael Sams, and then he left that team because I guess he was gay.
I don't think that's why he left. Now, you've had some gay experiences, GSP.
Do you think he left because.
He's back!
He's already back to CFL? Uh-huh. He quit.
No, he quit, and then he came back.
Okay. That story.
But a lot of the players are
done. Damn it! And they go, "We'll give you a nicer locker room with an." Oh, okay, I'll come back.
I want that, dude. I wish you could create your own fantasy leagues, and we could do the WNBA. That'd be so.
I guarantee
much fun.
You, there is one.
There isn't. We've looked it up.
There has to be one now.
There's not
fantasy league. That's crazy. I mean, I know a couple fantasies involving WNBA.
Frank, see if there's a WNBA fantasy league.
There is no fantasy involving WNBA.
No, my WNBA fantasy league involves me just sitting in the shower, chain smoking, and fucking my fist while these gargoyles. Soap up their jugs.
Oh, yep, there is. There's a WNBA fantasy league at ESPN.
Shut up!
Of course there is.
Oh, on ESPN. That's what they're bringing back. They're
is
kicking off
like
good
join?
Let's check it out.
Hey, with my first pick, I want that one black lesbian.
We have to do this.
No, it doesn't look like it.
I'll take the tall black lesbian.
Yep, okay.
I'll take the tall black
my
lesbian.
Second pick, they I'm going to go like with that other black lesbian.
Yeah.
The one that scores a lot.
There's no, dude, I would do that in a heartbeat. A WNBA fantasy football.
Oh, no, there is. Yeah, I don't know if you can join up for it now, but yeah.
Oh, we're doing it.
Of course you can.
When
did the WNBA start?
It starts as right at the end of the NBA season.
So it's
when
is it
WNBA, when they're going like, it's the finals. The WNBA, I was like, when's their season?
Is it over or
they
is it going
They
kind of
get fucked,
right
Ari, if you think about it, right?
Because they have lack of talent and strength.
No, they actually have talent, but they get screwed because nobody wants to go indoors during the summer. Like, you play a lot of comedy clubs. When's the worst time to play, like, a cold area comedy club? During the summer.
Yeah, of course.
Because nobody wants to go indoors. Yeah, they all want to be outdoors. So nobody's going to go watch a WNBA game during the summer because everybody wants to be outdoors. That's why your MSL.
They paper the arenas.
Of course,
paper. Like,
and
but
not that
you can't even paper a fuck. You paper an NBA a WNBA game, it goes three rows back.
I'm telling you this: if you go to a WNBA game and right before the game starts, right after the national anthem, you go. Quick question, everyone: who actually paid for their tickets? Few hands go up, few lesbians, and they're holding hands, and they hold up their hands together in unity.
And you see their leather wristbands
and then
their
they go,
thick men's
who got free tickets from Carl's Jr.? Who got free tickets from Carl's Jr. or whatever? Or either your local car wash? Everybody raises their fucking hands. It's free shit to do. That's who's at that fucking arena.
Red State.
Free tickets.
Free parking, free everything.
Yep.
Everything's free that week.
It's free hot dog night. Yeah. It's free hot dog night over at the fucking from Tampax fucking stadium. During the fucking,
I would love it. Tampax bought a stadium. How great would that be?
But it's just during the WNBA night.
We're in the Kansas City Kotex Arena, yeah.
And we're over at Forever 21 Field.
Yeah, the Kansas City Kotex Arena.
You got exactly. Me, dude. I mean, how much money are fucking tampon companies making? You have a product they have to buy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you got no choice, man. Either that or it's just disgusting blood
pillows,
down your leg.
Pillows.
Yeah.
If you got a big enough twat, you just use pillows as fucking tampons.
You got a car trunk for a pussy, just shove a bean bag.
Yeah.
Bean just bag. Put a big temper.
Just a big-ass fucking couch cushion.
Yeah.
She's bleeding again. Where's my couch cushion? That fucking bitch wife of mine.
Oh, that's great.
And her big-ass two-car garage, she calls her twat, is bleeding again.
So fucking
Can I ask Ari a question?
Of course, GSP.
Ari, what number were you drafted in the WNBA draft?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
College women's basketball?
Your teammate would call in.
Yeah, your teammate hasn't called in a while.
I just saw one of the girls when I was
at Wait, I think she's on the other line right now. Hang on, she's calling in right now.
Oh, okay.
Are you there? Ari's old roommate that played for UMass.
Ari, you ain't shit, motherfucker.
There she is. Yeah, she's back.
Man, what's your name again, man?
Yeah, I can't remember your name.
My name is Latoya Towns.
Latoya Towns, yep. From Maryland basketball, right? Maryland basketball?
And you used to play ball with...
Ari was the fucking town boy. We would slap his ass with the towels. We would whip him.
Yep.
Do
you remember that?
You whipped me with towels.
Yeah, you used to get beat up by the women's team when you played for the women's Terrapins.
Not Ari, a true thing.
Hey, Towns, would the team ever force Ari to eat your pussies?
Yeah.
There was this Yugoslavian lady. She was 6'9". Ari went up on her in the locker room.
You went up on her.
That might be true.
And you ate her fucking pussy, Ari?
I did eat her pussy.
Wow.
I walked in the locker room one time, I see Ari's head just buried in her ass from behind.
Wow.
I didn't need to ask yet.
Why? Come on. Come on, Ari.
Your own teammates admitting it.
The locker room.
Did the team ever blow bang Ari, just you all sit around him, and just make him eat your muffs?
That happened. Almost every other week we would get desperate enough to let that Jew mouth near us.
Near us.
Did it scare you when he had his shirt off? We're trying to figure this out.
We were playing shirts and skins. We made all of these shirts because he was so disgusted. He got those hairy, uneven areolas.
Oh, they were even uneven back then. Wow. Okay, good.
So funny.
I remember at a kid party, he went in the bathroom with this guy, and he came out, he was limping, kind of like something went down in there.
Wow, what do you think might have gone down in there with Ari coming out of a bathroom limping with another gentleman?
Something going down in there.
Like, oh, you want to mock me? Because I'll play you one-on-one, motherfucker, and I'll smoke you like I did in school.
Wow.
Smoke me. I block your shots consistently. All
you did nothing, Ari. We had to recruit you because you had man strength and you still got bitched around.
Understanding the game, I started competing with you guys.
I saw you play against some guy named Nick Yosef, and you look out of shape.
Yeah, Nick Yosef did.
That day, and I had blister pops.
Is it weird that you lost to a guy who wears skinny jeans?
Yes.
Ari, you falling off the map since you were a women's basketball player.
You have fallen off the map since you was a woman basketball player, Ari.
All true things.
That's great. Well, thank you for calling so much. We love you.
Who are you fucking now?
Yeah, who are you fucking now?
Who are you fucking
now? Well, I've been hanging out with Brittany Griner a little bit.
Oh, nice. Brittany's cool.
Wow.
Hanging out with Dennis Rodman.
Oh, really? Who tops who?
Who's what?
Who tops who?
Everybody can get on the top. Even ask Ari. He was on top of America.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow, what a fun show.
It was a fun show. Can I just say this for a second? We were talking about last night at the stand with, like, the cooks and shit.
Okay.
Dennis Rodman, we have never seen anything like that.
In what sense?
Forget about the flamboyance, but also include the flamboyance. I've never seen another that flamboyant a player in the NBA, and I've never seen anyone who's that amazing at just defense and rebounding.
Oh, yeah, he was getting 26 rebounds.
He was the fucking shit. There's no doubt about that.
Legendary numbers.
Before that was, after that was Ben Wallace, what? And to a point...
Close.
Nobody's been that flamboyant who's tried to do the...
polarizing character.
Yeah, he's really smart. He's like, dude, I got to find a niche.
You look at his rebounding numbers, and it's like, yeah, unbelievable, like 18.7 average per game.
That's nuts. He averaged essentially 20.
But do you remember?
Is that for his career?
No.
He went between 16 in his last 2 years with the Bulls. He was at 16.1, and his height was 18.7 with the Pistons. But I mean, in between there, he still was like 17. He never dropped below like 16. I mean, oh my God.
He had some games where he was getting an upper 20s of rebounds in a game.
Yeah.
And you're like, he was great at doing the dirty work for a team. Even when he was with the Lakers, he played
13.1 was his career average.
Yeah.
That's crazy. High.
He led the league 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
times.
7 years in a row.
Oh, geez.
In a row. Not in his career. In a row. Yeah. For essentially a decade. He led the NBA in rebounding. That's crazy.
Yeah,
he was also a wrestler.
Oh yeah, he did everything. He was in a movie. You know, he wrote a book.
He snorted some cocaine and banged some.
But we don't even remember his defense is undervalued too. I mean, when Jordan stole that ball from Karl Malone and came down. I mean, that they don't win unless he steals that ball. And the only reason he steals that ball is because Rodman keeps fucking with Malone. The whole game he's fucking with him.
He was great. He was
and
great.
Then Jordan just comes in and takes the ball out of Karl Malone's hands.
Do you think the whole time he's trash talking Malone, going, "Listen, you want to do some lines? You want to do some blow? You want to do a bump?
Well,
come on,
know
I got
the whole
some ass
thing
for
about
you.
Dennis
I got
Rodman
some ass for you." Huh?
Was that he never wore a cup? So when he posted, when he guards you from behind, he would grind his junk on you. That's Chris Webber used to talk about it.
Oh, that
how
sounds like something Ari would do.
He would just put his fucking junk right in your ass.
Did he say he had a monster dick?
Dude, he's a black NBA player.
Yeah, but you always hear Shaq had a small dick. You've heard that.
That's true. That's true.
So, I mean, you know, every black guy doesn't have a monster dick,
you know,
but they
the
do all
one?
Taste good.
You know who had the biggest one? I think I said this before.
Who?
Scottie Pippen supposedly had an intimidating, huge butt. Even the other black guys are like, oh, my God.
I mean, he had the worst. His nose. He's so recognizable because he had that fucking, like, just that.
That weird, like,
big fucking Ari nose.
Can you imagine being in an NBA locker room and having to shower around these fucking anacondas and you just got this white dick that's just over there?
You got a Mark Price.
You got nothing.
You got a Mark Price cock and everybody's got a fucking Rodman fucking Wang.
Jesus Christ. You're just like, and you feel sick.
You're just John Paxson and you're just washing your little fucking dumb balls.
Oh, God damn.
You don't want to scrub your little fucking turtle head of a dick, and now everything around you looks like it's like these vines just hanging down.
Wow, this sounds
Jesus
very...
Jesus Christ, you guys have really...
Have you been there?
About,
what was it?
That sounded like really...
You got dicks. Is dicks that have like owl's nests in them.
Is this anybody interesting calling?
I don't think so. No, you never know.
No. So, guys, we're coming to an end.
Are we coming to an end? Well, we got 6 minutes.
What do we got? What do we...
I'm just ready for the NFL.
What's the name of this podcast today?
I don't know.
How about we call it after you because you were too afraid to take a shirt off? How about we call it faggot?
How about we call it Hail the Gang's All Here? Because it's been the first time in a while that we had a full studio and everybody was here and it was all good.
Sure.
Shirts versus skins?
Yeah. That's good, too. I like that.
All right.
Shirt versus skins.
Shirt versus skins.
Okay, yeah. I got that.
That's good. That's good. Creative.
All right.
Yeah, that's really creative, guys. We really created something right there. I feel fucking amazing. I'm going to blow my fucking brains out. I feel so goddamn good. All right, can you see us?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I cannot.
No, because the screen's different. I didn't know.
I can't see you.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, guys,
you're fine with that. You're fine with that.
It's been fun.
You really want to wrap this up, huh?
Very much.
All right.
Well, guys, we'll wrap it up.
It's a real treat getting to see all three of you guys in one place at one time.
Buy my buddy Court McCown's new CD, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. What's it called again, Court?
Live from Pearl Street.
Live from Pearl Street. That's great. That sounds fucking, it sounds like fucking Memphis. It's great. Sounds like live from Beale Street. But listen, not an insult. It's just cool.
Yeah.
The British Open. We didn't talk about this. How exciting was that motherfucker?
Dude, I was just looking at this thing. It was so unreal. And the fact that Jordan Spieth didn't
blow it late.
But oh, my God. He blew it at the end. He had a chance to make history.
I know he blew it, but they thought. I'm so sick of the Jesus, Zach Johnson. But I just pull this. Jordan Spieth just had his 22nd birthday. All right, the kid's
which
20,
is insane.
22 years old. 22 years old. And they were talking about, like, a little comparison to him and Tiger Woods. And it's like Woods, when Woods was 22, his career earnings were $2.7 million. And Spieth's are just over $18.4 million.
Unbelievable.
Jesus.
But Woods was number one in the world at the time by his 22, and Spieth is number two. But it's like, it's weird that, like,
who's number one right now?
Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
But yeah, I say this.
Who's
I
also
say
a kid.
I say that, that what's going on in golf right now is the greatest resurgence of in history.
Yeah.
I mean, since Tiger Woods came around in
and those two are going to have quite a rivalry for a very
not
long time.
Not just those two. Yeah. There's a lot of motherfuckers. Patrick Reed. There's so many guys. There's so many guys that are so close. Yeah. You
and
know?
Zach Johnson's playing well again. That's great.
Yeah, but I mean, you have
who's
these guys.
Who's fucking Paul Gretzky?
Dustin Johnson, who's another guy who's fucking unbelievable. I mean, there's so many guys. Brooks Koepka, Ricky Fowler. All these guys that are there now. Golf is in a place where it's never been before.
Competition, high level competition.
Yeah, because when Tiger was in it, I don't give a fuck what everybody says. Yes, he was the greatest golfer at that time.
Sure.
But the competition was nothing like
yeah,
it is
he was
now.
Just, yeah, he was
dude,
just...
He was HGH-ing. Can we agree to that?
Yes, Hunter. I mean, I don't know if he was age, but he was just above.
He was doing roids or something.
Something. He was just. He became this big physical monster. He was Mike Tyson.
Ever since
he was Mike Tyson, nobody
down,
could
though.
Fight. Nobody was. Everyone was afraid of Tiger Woods.
I don't know if he's juicing. He won the U.S. Amateur at 150 pounds.
Yeah, but
after that, like the last 5 years,
but dude,
six,
I'm not
seven
saying
years.
It's like Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he started juicing.
Yeah.
Then he juiced and he became this super monster. Tiger Woods had all the skills to win without it. But at some point, he just went fucking nuts. And you started looking at this guy who's built like a Navy SEAL benching 450.
Yeah, he pulled a Lance Armstrong.
And he just... And dude, that explains why his body has completely broken down. And that's why he can't do anything anymore. It's like a baseball player. You take him off the juice, their game just falls off. Nike should get him HGH... Blow, hookers, Vicodins, whatever he wants, just to get him back because he needed all that. I'm not saying he
golf
needed.
Golf doesn't need Tiger Woods anymore.
But see, the whole thing that everybody's missing about this whole thing is Jordan Spieth, what's so amazing about this kid, not only did he win his first tournament at 19, but he's 22 years old, and he's not that. I mean, there's nothing like Tiger. He hit it further than everybody. Then he put this guy is just so fucking all around good, and his mentality
precision.
Is
and he's
so,
a grinder,
and
dude.
He's a fucking grinder, man. And I fucking I got to play with him when
I was
he,
rooting for him.
At Greenbrier the week before he won his first tournament. He's 19 years old. We played two rounds with him when I was caddying for Parnevik, and at the end of the two rounds, we go. Like, what's the big talk about? We're like, we don't even get, like, why does everybody think this kid's so good? And we go, oh, he's 7 under par. He just fucking just sneaks up on you, and he's so fucking good.
Yeah.
He's going to be around forever. He is going to surpass all that everybody's ever done.
I'd be happy.
He's
going to
beat Nicklaus. He's going to beat everybody. This kid is good. This kid's the real deal.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that was great, dude. All that drama. Oh, that amateur almost winning it.
Yeah,
and if he would have won, he could have gotten any of the money.
But here's the deal. I'll tell you this right now. Always bet against the amateur going into the fourth round. It happens all the time. They make a good run, but then the eyes are on them, and they have to go to bed at night, and they've never gone to bed at night with the fucking British Open or the U.S. Open on the title, and they always shoot like 5 over par that day.
He was one putt away from tying it up. That's all I can say.
So then you can do D-Dell, right? Okay. D-Dell.
Tying it up when?
What's that?
He was one putt away from tying it up when?
On the 17th hole.
Who?
Jordan Spieth.
Oh, right, Jordan Spieth. No, we're talking about the amateurs.
Oh, yeah, fuck the amateurs. They're never going to do anything.
What do you want to do? Take this call? Oh, you want me to Dean Delgame? Okay. Oh, they hung up. Ah, yeah, I want to suck it.
That was so funny.
Dude, we're talking about Jordan fucking Spieth. Rock and fucking roll.
The best when he called back in and you go like, yeah, man, I suck that dick.
Yeah. Hey.
Damn it.
Yeah, God damn it.
He sounded so sad when he
said
that.
Yeah, you're on with Dean fucking Del fucking Ray and the Del fucking Razors. Who needs their cock sucked? He goes, God damn it. He just hangs up. He called it. Uh-oh, battery's running low. All right, let's wrap it up. Where are you going to be? What do you got?
Storytelling show tonight. $5 tickets to the bar still available at the Creek in the Cave in Long Island City, and then Edinburgh for all of August. Also, Shroom Fest is coming up August 29th, 30th, and 31st. Get your mushrooms now. Do your mushrooms August 29th, 30th, and 31st, wherever you are.
All right, man. See you guys next Thursday, August 6th, at the W Hotel in Hollywood, the W Hollywood Hotel, for the Naughty Show with Joe Rogan, Steve Renazzisi, Tiffany Haddish, and Miss Dakota and Lace Dallas, and of course myself, Tebow, will be there. We'll make some magic happen.
Suck, suck, suck it. I'll be at the Comedy Store tomorrow doing Nick Youssef's new material show, and I'll be at the Ice House Friday. And Court, please get his CD. Where can they get it? Talk about it.
Go to iTunes. Go to all. You can check it out. It should be a link on All Things Comedy. Go to CourtMcCowan.com. Just go on iTunes, search Court McCowan. CourtMcCowan. Live from Pearl Street. Thank you very much.
And I'm battling Kim Congdon tonight in the roast
oh,
bed.
Oh, nice, dude. Good luck with that.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck. All right, guys.
All right. Suck it.
Bye. Punch Drunk Sports.